much about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Kind of a Thanksgiving surprise.
This is gonna be a really special Thanksgiving.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
VIG!
Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving,
oh, Thanksgiving.
Turkey things are gonna happen. Gobble, gobble.
White meat, dark meat, all will be carved.
Lucky for us, the Indians never said, let's round up all these pilgrims and send them back where they belong.
This year, there will be no leftovers.
Must be Thanksgiving in here, because somebody wants some stuffing.
You'll come home for the holidays in a body bag.
Oh, this looks fantastic. I can't wait to poop this out.
And now...
Hey, who's going to get the Thanksgiving dump trophy this year?
You are!
Dad's going to get it!
Who else?
Our feature presentation.
That's so classy.
Wow, I didn't even know that existed. I am going to the wrong Thanksgiving dinner.
No, I think you're going to the right ones. I don't think you want to be at that one where that's a prize.
Oh, my God.
The dump trophy.
Hey, party people. It's Wednesday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Which one of us is it that doesn't care for the handicap? That's Lisa, right? Lisa's the one that doesn't like the handicap?
I think that's you, Bean.
Lisa has, as well as I, Kevin, have never heard of that. And that would be all you, Bean.
Yeah. Oh, it is me. Okay. And why don't I like the handicapped again?
Because
they're
different.
They're creepy. Is it because they're not as good as
we
are,
right? They
creep
you out, I think, is your reason.
That's right. Yeah, I don't care for the handicapped at all because they're not as good as we are. And we're better than them. Both of those things. But I have to tell you that I may have to revise my opinion on the handicap now that I have seen this story, which really is one of the most amazing things I've ever read.
Right.
Monique Vanderhurst is a woman from the Netherlands who had some sort of an operation. I've done a little extra research, haven't found out how it happened yet, but she had an operation when she was 13 years old and lost the use of both legs.
Okay.
All right. So now she's in a wheelchair. So
she's already not climbing Mount Everest, is she?
No, but what she did go on to do is have a very successful career as a hand cycler. Now, hand cycling are people who can't use their legs that still want to ride bikes, and they have some sort of a contraption where they pedal with their hands.
Okay.
And she was a 3-time world champion in hand cycling. Okay?
All right.
So she was in preparation recently for the 2012 Paralympic Games when she was involved in a terrible accident where she was hit by another bicycle while she was out training.
Right.
Okay? A tumble, bad shape, surgery. The 27-year-old now enters a lengthy rehab period during which she gradually recovered the use of her legs.
What?
Oh, my
gosh. The original use of her legs? So that,
what? Are you serious?
November of last year, she started walking again. Now, she's been in a wheelchair since she was 13. She has an accident. Now she can walk again. The reason she's in the news now is she has just signed on to this professional Dutch women's cycling team, and now she will be competing not in the Paralympics, but in the regular Olympics. Not the Olympics, but the Olympics of this cycling league.
What?
I've never heard of that, ever.
Neither have I.
So the other bicyclist knocked the activity right back into her legs.
Yeah, they sure did.
Would they knock her spine back in place?
Oh, that's so weird.
No, it's so crazy. I'd love to know more about what the surgery was and what went wrong, what was preventing her from being able to walk, and how it's possible that some additional trauma could then give her the opportunity to relearn how to use her legs and walk. So now she's cycling with her legs.
I was
right,
thinking,
but she's got a blow because her legs can't have any strength in them, right? I mean, she's got to come in last by like she's got to be lapped like 75 times.
I mean, they signed her to this women's cycling team. I mean, I don't know if it's just as for
a
the inspiration
sign?
Or whatever. Doesn't seem like this woman needs any pity. I'll tell you that. Huh. Seems like she's got it going on. But is that one of the craziest stories you've ever heard?
So much so, I doubt it.
Well, it's for reals. Huh. I mean. Who am I to doubt cyclingnews.com?
Well, we've all been on that site every day. And they're pretty reliable.
So anyway, they've got her, and she's excited, and they're excited to work with her, and we'll see what happens next. But just a crazy, crazy story. So I guess if you take anything away, if you're paralyzed somehow, just start jumping off mountains and getting hit by trucks and doing whatever you have to do and see if you can knock the walk back into your legs.
That's right. Get into an accident, I think, is our advice.
Knock the walk.
It apparently works.
How about that?
She's going to be in another accident, you know, and back in a wheelchair in like a year. You know that, right?
I hope that's not true.
Come on. But you know, those were two accidents already. I'm sure the first time when she lost her legs, it was an accident. Then another. She's going to be in another accident. She doesn't look where she's going. It's what I'm taking away from this story.
She's a bad driver / rider.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was her fault that for 14 years she couldn't walk.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It was like Ricky Bobby, you know? He thought he couldn't.
He totally could. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? Sorry.
You're not laughing at the last
Anderson
story, are you? You're not laughing at it.
Oh, this is terrible.
Come on, man. That story's not that funny.
Let us move on.
I mean, it ended good. I'm happy.
Let's talk about... Come on.
Sorry, this has actually never happened to me.
Right.
I always see this sort of thing on YouTube and you don't think...
What? What are you saying?
All right.
Sorry.
All right. Time to talk about today's... Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Adam Carolla will be here with This Week in Rain.
Yeah.
I hope he's excited about some cranberry sauce in a can.
You know he is.
Like he does.
Going to bring it up. Kevin Pereira from G4 talking about Black Friday and all the gadgets that are going to be on sale this year.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
We have Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of Comedy in studio.
Mm-hmm.
We have Steve-O on the program today.
All right. Wow.
It's really, the show's twofold today. We have Movie Beat because it's Wednesday, but it's the holiday. So all of the movies that come out this weekend come out today.
Yeah.
And we also have Miss Double December.
Yes, we do.
We have two more contestants coming into the studio.
So that it was pretty fun yesterday.
The interview portion and then the talent portion.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of crazy yesterday, Lisa, that they were so nice and so entertaining, right?
I liked them both very much.
Me too. That's not always the case.
Mm-mm.
Right. You expect them to be hot. Usually if a woman is that hot, she doesn't really have to develop any other kind of skills in terms of being likable or being smart. Both of these girls yesterday were so much fun. And by the way, we put video up of their talent competitions yesterday in studio. They're up if you go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com, where you click on their photo to see their bio and see additional photos. You can see video now of the girls that were here yesterday. We'll continue that throughout the week.
And also we have tickets for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Goes to Christmas.
Excellent.
Coming up, we're going to give you a chance to earn those. Unfortunately, it's going to be with Omar Oki, so we apologize ahead of time. But that's coming up today as well. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Right there.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 10 minutes till 6.
What about this? Not one, but two chances for you to call in and pick your night for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost to Christmas on today's Kevin and Bean Show. How about that?
Thumbs up.
Woo! Okay. Ralph, it's your time for a first look at the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday Kevin and Bean Show. Wednesday, it feels like a Friday, 5:51. What's going on, Ralph?
Demi Moore and Ashton, why is my, I got nothing going on over here.
I believe I'm set up good over here.
I'm not set up over here, I guess. Yeah. Gonna make a checklist for mugs in the morning. Mm-hmm. Who knows what to get to.
I think you've mentioned that like 35 times.
I think I brought it up. So this kind of has to happen over here.
There we go.
Has to work. Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher are reportedly still in therapy despite their plans for divorce. Nope. No. No. Here's the thing. We're getting divorced. I don't have to go to therapy with you anymore. Those are the rules.
Yeah, that is the case.
Demi, apparently she is insisting that they continue with their Kabbalah counseling. They were there over the weekend and didn't look too happy leaving the Kabbalah Center.
Do they not have their little red bracelet on?
They still have the red bracelets on, but
they're not supposed to get the evil eye.
They ran out of magic, I guess.
Did they drink the Kabbalah water? Maybe that'll repair their relationship.
Demi says, saying to friends, rather, that her positive attitude and being close to with her friends is going to help her get through this, and she's very optimistic about the future.
No?
Then don't make me go to therapy anymore with you, 49-year-old Demi Moore. Kim Kardashian, I'm sorry, porn star Kim Kardashian didn't just dump her husband, Chris Humphries. She lost her friends, too. Apparently, a lot of her friends are taking Chris's side in this.
Is that right?
One of them is Brittany Gastineau, who's been her best friend for years.
Wow.
And she even caught the bouquet at the $17 million wedding. But now those two are no longer talking because Brittany and other of Kim's friends have been calling and texting with Chris, giving him advice on how to move forward now that he's escaped the clutches of the Kardashian clan.
Well, maybe the people that know both of them know that Chris is the better person.
Yeah, that's very possible. Well, we're talking about good people. See Courtney Love on the red carpet of the world premiere of Hugo, the new children's film, Hugo?
Did not.
No.
Yeah, she was wearing a red dress on the red carpet in New York City, and her cans were just out.
Just
one right side of the dress went down, and her cans were out there, and she's posing for pictures just with her cans out at the kids' movie premiere of Hugo. I just wanted to remind you that Hugo, kids' movie premiere. And her boobs out everywhere.
She sees the red carpet. She just figures she's got to show things. You know?
She's a mess. And along those lines, the situation is broke.
Oh, those are the words we love to hear.
According to In Touch magazine, he has blown through $10 million.
Oh, my God.
What an idiot.
Cars, bodyguard services, designer jewelry. Here's the problem. No one is beating down his door to hire him for appearances any longer. Apparently,
really?
That luster has worn off, and now his income has dropped off significantly.
Yeah, do you have anyone over there that hasn't run into the wall head first for any reason?
Burning through $10 million on just nothing.
In what, a couple of years?
Yeah.
Did he think it was going to last forever when he started making that kind of money?
Everyone Look, does. He's the situation. How could anyone stop loving the situation? Look at those abs. How could he not have a career forever? Can't wait to see him in Vaseline Alley. And Mike Rowe, one of my favorites. You watch that Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe?
I have.
Boy, he's a talented guy. Very charming, good broadcaster. He's just slapped with a lawsuit this week by a prison inmate from South Dakota.
Okay.
Seems the inmate is also named Mike Rowe.
Yes.
And he's not pleased about it.
Okay.
He complains that he's constantly being harassed in prison about his name and doesn't like the fact that Mike Rowe endorses Lee jeans. So he is suing him.
That's not his preference in jeans?
Apparently he gets harassed about the Lee jeans jokes. So he's suing Mike Rowe.
And what does he hope to accomplish?
I don't know.
It's not Mike's fault.
Well, Mike says he told TMZ that he is taking this lawsuit very, very seriously, and he plans to sue his own mother and father, because if they named him Steve or Frank, this wouldn't be an issue,
That's correct.
He refuses to be left holding the bag.
I like it.
Meanwhile, he encourages the convict to avoid Lee jeans behind bars because they really do make your butt look good, Mike says. So he's got an extra.
That's awesome.
And congratulations to J.R. Martinez. He is the winner of the coveted Mirrorball Trophy.
Finally.
Yay! Last night, Dancing with the Stars came to an end.
And he's the soldier?
Yes,
he
is.
Did we talk to him?
Yep.
Good for him.
It was down to him and Ricky Lake and Rob Kardashian. But JR, who had been one of the favorites the entire year, came through and received a perfect 10s from all the judges for their last dance.
Wow.
It was very exciting.
Did you watch it?
Nope.
How do you know it was exciting?
I'm just trying to build some drama into the story.
Our friend Psycho Mike, you remember him, the good one. he of course was invited back last night as a contestant of this season's Dancing with the Stars.
Lifelong lover boy, Mike Catherwood.
He's invited back as a contestant? It's a little late for that, isn't
no,
it?
No, because he was a contestant, he was invited back for the finale last night. All the contestants from this season get invited back for the finale. So he was in the I didn't watch it, but he was in the audience and he was tweeting that he was sitting directly behind Kim Kardashian.
Hmm.
And did not find any way to, all he would do is fart on her. He did not find any other way to screw with her, which I'm very disappointed in, Mike. You think that he would take that opportunity and go with it.
That's plan A every time, Bean. You know that.
For Mike, yeah, that's the first thing he thinks of, right?
He has no plan D.
But, yeah, so he was apparently back there last night. I don't know whether he made it on the TV or not, but it's hard to imagine that season that Mike was on is this season. Doesn't it seem like a year ago?
It isn't this season.
It isn't this season.
It
was last season.
Did they invite all of the
Well,
previous?
No wonder then.
Yeah. It does seem. I was thinking to myself, that seems like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the season before this one.
But I usually blame myself when I come up with that kind of thought. So.
Have the Kardashians started tweeting about all the haters?
Yes. I'm sure they had, Lisa. As you know, the whole world's against them.
Yes.
The Kardashians against
That's
the
why
world.
Their brother didn't win.
A CW Network has picked up a new drama called Gold Digger. The show doesn't have a star yet, but they will have a young female treasure hunter as their main character. See, Gold Digger, she's hot and she's young, but she's not digging the gold of men, man. She's out there hunting down her own treasure.
Okay.
Okay.
Look, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Right.
But she ain't messing with no...
Whoa! What?
You can't finish that.
What? And NBC has broken against all policies, and they decided to come up with a comedy starring a woman that is funny.
Really?
Yeah.
That won't work.
They're flying in the face of convention over there at NBC. News yesterday is they just picked up Sarah Silverman's pilot.
Awesome.
She's got a sitcom coming on NBC where she will play a woman adjusting a single life after her decade-long relationship ends. I can tell you already, it's funnier than Whitney. I haven't even seen it.
Yeah.
It may never be ready yet. They may never even produced it. It's already funny.
Don't you get the idea that she's a little too far out for network TV? Because her show was crazy.
Oh, yeah, she can't do that show that she was doing.
Right.
But I think she's
smart enough.
Such a smart, funny, talented person that whatever she comes up with will be entertaining.
I agree.
It's today's celebrity birthdays. Robin Roberts, co-host of Good Morning America. She's 51 years old today.
Hi, welcome to Good Morning America.
Is that her?
I don't think so.
I don't believe
with a really low voice?
Yeah. No.
All right. Who am I thinking of?
Between the two of you.
We're at the mass misinformation today.
I'll figure it out.
Thank you. You're the ministers of misinformation.
Less from both of you.
Thank you, Lisa. Chris Hardwick, our buddy, is 40 years old today. He, of course, was on this season of Dancing with the Stars. We all remember him from that. Kelly Brook.
He went bowling with Weird Al for his birthday last night, by the way. How much of a bird is that?
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't think he did it to burn you.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying he did it to burn me either. I'm saying it is a burn, though, because somebody is out there living the life I wish I were leading.
Yeah.
The show must be will never end. Kelly Brook from Smallville. She's 32 years old today. Bell, please. Snooki Polizzi from the Jersey Shore. She is 24 years old. And Miley Cyrus. She's pretty cool. She's 19 years old today. Just 19. It seems like she's been famous forever.
It does.
Well, she's going to be joining the situation back at Gasoline Alley pretty soon. Or Vaseline Alley. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8 minutes after 6. What are you talking about? No possible way. Way past that.
Oh, really?
Way past
that. Way past time for this?
Thanksgiving, oh, Thanksgiving. Turkey things are going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks behind the tree. I wish the pilgrims could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Thanksgiving cooks outside my window, please.
No. I have a lot of opportunity to play Thanksgiving cooks, but I think today, if ever, there's a chance to do it. It's today, right?
And that was enough.
Okay.
That was enough of it.
I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah. I feel sated. Let's move on.
I don't know if you saw this news. Ralph did it in the showbiz again yesterday. It had been talked about for quite some time, but Sylvester Stallone apparently is going forward with Rocky the Musical. He's teaming up with the boxing brothers, Vladimir and Vitaly Klitschko.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they are going to make a musical version of Rocky. They're going to do it in Germany for the first time. And then apparently if it's successful, it's costing them $15 million. Then from there, he hopes to tour the world with it.
Well, they do turn lots of things into successful musicals.
The guy that wrote The Producers will be writing the script for this.
That's impressive.
Wow. You know, it's weird, Lisa. In fact, a lot of people don't like that about Broadway. The only shows that seem to get made, the only shows that seem to make money now are the ones who are based on movies. It's, you know, it's Footloose and it's things like that that they put on the stage now instead of writing for the stage.
Yeah, Bring It On was just here and I didn't go because it sounded stupid.
Yeah.
And that was really good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Rocky is a character that people never seem to get tired of. I mean, the original movie came out in 1976 that Sylvester Stallone wrote, and then they've had, what, 4 sequels since then. So it does seem like it's one of those movies that kind of has a built-in audience everywhere. I mean, it seems like everyone knows about Rocky. Even young people know about Rocky.
But don't you want to try to... I don't know. It seems like it would be difficult to top. The movie was almost perfect as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
So when you're going up against perfect, it seems like maybe... I don't know.
Yeah.
The only way you can go is down from there.
Taking a chance, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Spider-Man. I mean, look at how much success the comic book had for 50 years, and then the movies were hugely successful, and then look how much trouble they had with that musical. I mean, it's not easy to transfer everything onto the stage. Spider-Man, though, having said that, is now making huge money on Broadway. So maybe there's a chance for Rocky. I just can't even imagine what it would sound like as a musical. And partly because we think of Sylvester Stallone. We think of that kind of dumb guy with that accent. I can't picture him breaking into song at
that's
any point.
That's the problem.
That's
yeah.
a guy who sung... what was
he
it?
Was he a rhinestone.
He sung country music.
Yep.
And he also arm wrestled for the rights to his kid.
That's true.
Now, both of those things happened. I want to see that one. What was the arm wrestling one called? I want to see that one. Over the top.
Over the top. Good
call,
Mike. I want
to see that on Broadway. Well, apparently there is a trailer out for it. I mean, they've already been working on it, writing music.
Okay.
Casting, getting ready to put the play on the stage. So you want to hear what it might sound like?
Rocky the Musical, you bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rocky the Musical.
Coming to the Broadway stage in fall of 2013. The story of a man who rises above all the odds, puts it all on the line to go the distance. I am running, and I am training, I'm lifting weights, eating eggs. I am a boxer, but I'm not very good at it, but I'll get better. Sylvester Stallone is Rocky Balboa in Rocky the Musical. The story of a man who's fighting for his life and for the woman he loves. Adrian, Adrian, this fight coming up, I don't think I can win. Adrian, Adrian, you're not that hot, but I'd still put it in. From the streets of Philadelphia, Rocky Balboa gets one chance to go the distance and change his life forever. Apollo! I just took a hit from Apollo, and suddenly my brain will never be the same again.
That's true.
Sylvester Stallone is Rocky Balboa in Rocky the Musical. Coming to the Broadway stage, fall 2013. Order your tickets today, because as bad as this sounds, it's not as bad as Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
I think that's true. I'm in.
Wow.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 22 minutes after 6.
We are looking for your vote. Who would you like to see wear the crown and be Miss Double December 2012? You can go to kevinamine.com or krock.com and check out all the ladies. All 10 are up there with bios, photos, and video as they come in. We've got two more contestants stopping by today. The beautiful Lux will be here next hour. And then the beautiful Angela will be here in the 9 o'clock hour. So we'll get a chance to meet those girls, and you can cast your vote again at krock.com. You all right, Ralph?
Yeah, it's just we just got Lux's requirements for her talent, and she's going to need some room to do her burlesque dance.
All right.
Make sure she's got room to take her clothes off.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what she needs. So if we have to make room, we're just going to have to, I don't know.
We don't want to, but if she
buy
needs
her beer
it,
mug. I guess well, that's the only way we can make room in here.
I fine. I don't mind if Lisa has to leave either,
oh,
by the way.
How dare you?
Need extra room for Lux. I'm just saying.
I'll go anyway. If I need to. I mean, I think this is important.
I will, too. I'll quit, too.
This is important. That is coming up among many other things on today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, but movies are out because of the long holiday weekend. Ralph is here with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Because it is Thanksgiving weekend, the five new movies are in Cineplexes today, and they run the gamut, really, from Miss Piggy,
yes,
to drug-addled sex symbols.
All right.
Well, I guess that's Miss Piggy, too, isn't
same
it?
Same thing.
Really? Yeah. Let's start off with the movie that's getting a lot of Oscar buzz for its star, Michelle Williams, My Week with Marilyn. This is the story, true story, of Marilyn Monroe when she was working on a movie called The Prince and the Showgirl that was starring and was directed by Laurence Olivier. And this was towards the end of her career and, sadly, her life when she started really to come off the rails. And by all accounts, Michelle Williams' performance in this is remarkable. Also starring in the film is Kenneth Branagh. He plays Laurence Olivier in the film.
Oh, I love him so much.
Which is excellent, excellent casting. I'm really looking forward to seeing this. It is in limited release, so if you want to check it out, you're going to have to search a little bit for it. In this scene from the movie, Marilyn Monroe, played by Michelle Williams, meets Laurence Olivier's wife at the time, who is Vivian Leigh, who you may remember as Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind. She's played by the lovely and talented Julia Ormond. Here's a scene of the tension between these two legendary movie actresses.
Marilyn, darling, Larry tells me that you are quite...
quite superb.
Oh. I am wild with jealousy. But everyone says you are a wonderful Elsie on stage.
Oh, but I'm too old to play her in the film.
Larry was quite brutal about that.
You see, the truth is all that matters to him. And that's why we all admire him so very much.
Marilyn did not work the same way Laurence Olivier did.
Ah.
Meaning which you'd show up late and loaded and troubled. And
yeah.
A lot of tension on that set. But by all accounts, a very fascinating story, especially if you're an old movie fan like myself. You get a kick out of my week with Marilyn. Also in limited release this weekend, A Dangerous Method. David Cronenberg, maybe one of the most effed up directors in the world, but he comes up with fascinating stuff. Examines the relationship between Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud, two of the great minds of psychotherapy back in the day, and the women that came between them. That woman is Keira Knightley in the film.
Oh, nice.
Michael Fassbender, who you may remember as a young Magneto from First Class, X-Men, and Viggo Mortensen, star in the film.
Tail? Yes, tail.
Fail for a minute.
No.
Carl Jung, played by Fassbender, as I mentioned, has to break things off with his patient slash lover, Keira Knightley, who the character's name is Sabina Spurlrein. You can find this in limited release. Here's a scene from A Dangerous Method.
I made a stupid mistake.
Is that what it was?
I broke one of the elementary rules of my profession. I'm your doctor, and I believe I did you some good. I can't forgive myself for overstepping the mark.
You think this is a proper way to behave towards me? Refusing to speak to me except in your office?
I'm your physician. From now on, that's all I can be.
Don't you love me anymore?
Only as your physician.
You think I'm going to stand for this?
What choice do you have?
Oh. I'm measure 20 francs.
Uh-oh.
What choice do you have? Never say that to a woman.
No, because they will pick the bad choice for you, sir. I promise. And then she starts banging Freud, and then they team up against Jung. It's quite the sexual psycho,
I guess,
adventure. So you want to check that out? Arthur Christmas. Oh, I cannot wait to see this movie. This is an animated film brought to you by the people at Aardman Studios. They're responsible for Wallace and Gromit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, they do all the claymation films. This is their first 3D animation, their CGI film. It is about Christmas night at the North Pole, and it shows you how Santa gets to all the kids in one night. And it's an enormously high-tech operation. He's got, like, a light-speed sled that he flies and everything. But there's generations of Santa. Like, old Santa was the one with the sleigh and the reindeer.
Oh,
and
I
now
see.
The newest Santa, his grandson, has sort of updated the operation.
Old Santa had to work his ass off.
He sure did.
But isn't Arthur still drunk all the time? Doesn't that impede Santa's ability to get the toys made?
Gilligan! Hugh Laurie stars in the film along with James McAvoy and Bill Nighy. Great British cast starring in Arthur Christmas. Here's a scene where crisis at the North Pole erupts when a child almost catches Santa delivering a present.
Wake her! We're
gonna wake her.
Santa's in there!
Santa? Are you here?
Hold on, Father. Intel! Get the intel!
Santa's head seems to be resting on some sort of try me button, sir.
Moo Activity Farm, sir. It features 12 separate animal sounds and sings Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
The moment your father raises his head, there'll be 10 seconds of constant mooing.
Yeah, Santa's hiding from this kid, but he puts his head on a toy. And if he takes his head off, it's going to start talking and the kid's going to wake up. So they're treating it like they're defusing a bomb. They have to figure out some way to get the batteries out of the toy before the kid wakes up.
Sounds creative.
It's very creative. I had a chance to see a lot of this film down at Comic-Con in July, because I was doing the panel for Aardman Animation, and they showed me a bunch of footage from Arthur Christmas, and it looks very entertaining, not just for kids, but for parents when you have to drag your kids out to the movies. Hugo opens up this weekend, a legendary kid story directed by Martin Scorsese about an orphan who lives in the walls of a train station. It's wrapped up in a mystery involving his late father. Here's a scene where Asa Butterfield talks about machines with Chloe Grace Moretz.
Right after my father died, I'd come up here a lot. I'd imagine the whole world was one big machine. Machines never come with any extra parts, you know. They always come with the exact amount they need. So I figured if the entire world was one big machine, I couldn't be an extra part. I had to be here for some reason. And that means you have to be here for some reason, too.
Wrong.
Classic kids story. I don't know if kids are going to take to this film or not. It looks pretty grown up.
But, you know, if the red carpet premiere was any indication, it is very grown-up because that was the moment where Courtney Love had her boobs hanging out.
Ah.
And the Muppets, of course, opens up this weekend. All your favorites are back. Kermit, Miss Piggy, Gonzo, Fozzie. And with the help of some of their fans, played by Jason Segel and Amy Adams, the Muppets reunite to save their old theater from being destroyed by a greedy oil tycoon. Here's a little scene from the Muppets featuring Miss Piggy doing what she does best.
Sorry, Miss Piggy, but you've been replaced permanently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Sister?
Who you calling sister? Sister!
Oh, look, an omelet station!
Oh, where?
There's only one Miss Piggy, and she is moi.
And funny enough, that's not even Frank Oz doing her voice. So there's one Miss Piggy, but it's not the person doing the Miss Piggy voice.
That's true.
They found some great people to replicate. Kermit, of course, was done by Jim Henson back in the day, but the voices are spot on. The Muppetry looks amazing, and it looks like Muppets for a new generation.
So Jason Segel wrote it. You like him?
What's that?
Jason, is that his name? Segel?
Yeah. He wrote it. Stars in it. So a lot going on this weekend when it comes to movies. Me, personally, I'm going to check out My Week with Marilyn because when the Oscar time rolls around, you're going to want to have seen that performance. I think I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. By the way, I'm on iTunes right now. And in case you're wondering, Kevin, we've been keeping track of the Red Solo Cup song from Toby Keith that we started playing a little bit last week.
Which is what I'm thankful for this season.
Sure.
It's up to number 26 on iTunes right now. So it's an actual bona fide hit record at this point. And it's funny because it's one of those songs, and God forgive us for putting it back in your ear again if you've already started to forget it. It's one of those songs that's this, you know how stupid it is and how terrible it is, but you can't stop thinking about it.
Well, just like Friday, 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 it gets stuck in your head and you don't want it to, but you don't have an option. It's Red Solo Cup by Toby Keith. Starts with banjo, so I'm out.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kiss my ass. Woo! Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party.
It sounds fake, right?
Let's have a party.
You mean it doesn't sound like a real song?
Red Solo Cup.
No, it sounds like somebody's doing it to be funny, right?
Yeah, I hope. God, I hope so.
Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
We wanted to find out more about how a guy comes to record such an obviously awful song. So we asked producer Dave, and sure enough, he was able to line up the great Toby Keith, who joins us on the phone right now, one of the biggest country stars in the world, Toby Keith, making his K-Rock debut. Hey, Mr. Keith, how are you?
Hey, morning, fellas. How you doing?
Very good.
Good.
This Red Solo Cup, I mean, I saw your interview in USA Today. You agreed it's one of the stupidest songs you've ever heard in your life. Why'd you record it?
One of the greatest songs I ever heard in my life. That's all I know.
Right, but it's about a plastic cup.
Sure is. And that's you know, you people out there in your Los Angeles or other places in the country, you have lost touch with the real America.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why you can't appreciate a song that, you know, speaks to my people, to my fans, and that's the only people I care about, the people who love country music and the people who come see me perform live and buy my records. And I record songs for my fans, for my people.
But this song is about, and at some point you're singing to, a plastic cup.
It's a tribute to the Red Solo Cup. That's absolutely right. And it's about the good times and the parties that come along with that.
Right.
And that's all we care about.
But aren't you looking down on people, and I would call them civilized people, who can drink out of glass? I mean, it seems like, what's wrong with actually having glass?
I drink out of glass. Aren't I special? Aren't I hoity-toity? We don't need your glass, mister. That's what we're telling you. We don't need your glass.
I don't think a glass is hoity-toity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, you can see through it. Oh, look, I can actually see the liquid that's inside of it. No, thank you. No, we'll keep with our Red Solo Cups and our good times, and you can take your highfalutin, liberal, intellectual...
What?
what?
BS, and you can just stick it where I would put an American boot up a foreigner's ass.
All right, look, I hope we soon get past Red Solo Cup and never have to hear it again.
Wrong. But it's a smash hit. It's going to make me a lot of money.
It is a smash hit, isn't it?
It is, and people love it.
But my question is, how are you going to follow up a song so dumb?
It's not dumb. I keep telling you. You know, if I was there, you and I'd have a little trouble right now. That's all I'm telling you, sir.
Yeah. Well, I apologize. I don't mean to be offensive.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Well, you call my song dumb. I think that's pretty offensive right there. This song is for real people. It's not for you. It's for real people, my people. And I'm recording more and more songs just like it because that's what my people want.
Just like Red Solo Cup? You mean it's not a one-off?
No, I'm making a whole album of these tribute songs, the things that matter. It's called Toby Keith, Tribute Songs, the Things That Matter.
Wow, it's a pretty catchy title.
I'm working on working on a lot of the songs right now. I'm here in the studio today if you want to hear a couple of them.
Oh, please, God, yes.
Sure, yeah.
Here's one I think you'll all be hearing on iTunes and YouTube pretty soon. High school textbook. I never looked inside your cover. Inside your cover. That's the kind of song my people go for.
That's just advertising that you're uneducated, though, Toby. What's the advantage of that?
Unused toothpaste.
What?
You're such a waste. I just got one tooth. Just got the one tooth. That's for my people who love America, people who love music.
Isn't it more for people who have one tooth?
No, it's not. Okay. It just happens that many of my fans only have the one.
I see. Well, get some dental insurance.
It's a song they can relate to, like this one. Shotgun in my rack. You got a knack for shooting black folks.
Okay, look, Toby. That's ridiculous. That's offensive on every level. Stop it.
Wait, who's laughing in there with you?
My engineer, Omar.
I see.
Yeah. Here's another one for my people. People come to my shows who buy my songs. That's okay. All I care about.
All right.
My booty call.
Oh,
you're right down the hall, because you're my sister.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All right. You know sister.
What? Wow.
We got to go, Toby.
No, I got one more for you.
All right, one more.
Obama's birth certificate. You don't exist. He's born in Kenya.
All right.
He's born in Kenya.
That one sounds like it could be a hit, actually.
That's a hit right there.
Check out the next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Steve-O joins us after the comedy.
Yeah, dude.
First of all, then we give you a chance to win your tickets for your choice of nights for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. That's happening for you. And then the beautiful Lux is going to be in studio dancing for us. She is a Miss Double D contestant. She's the third of the girls that we are meeting this week and next who are vying to be Miss Double December 2012.
That's normally the amount of entertainment that you get in a full day.
Right, that's just 1 hour.
Yeah.
That's insane. All right, Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on Wednesday. Kevin and Bean Show, what's going on?
A lot of new TV news. A lot of new shows are getting pitched and put together for mid-season replacements because some of the shows that debuted this fall are dying on the vine, so they're quickly making new shows to put in there, which may be a good thing for us. For example, Sarah Silverman.
Love her.
NBC's just picked up her pilot for her sitcom. She plays a woman who is adjusting to single life after a decade-long relationship ends. Love, Sarah. I think she will be hilarious. I'm looking forward to her show.
Is the relationship that ends with a late-night TV talk show host, does it say?
Ziggy Zoo Zoo. Easy. Ixnay on the MLK.
Nathan Lane is getting his own sitcom.
I love him.
I do, too.
That'll be fabulous.
He plays an actor who has to put his Broadway dreams aside when his dad's health takes a turn for the worse. All right, doesn't sound admittedly too funny, but...
Is it a comedy?
Yes.
Oh.
But I like that stuff. I like the stuff that sort of takes a dark take on humor. Apparently, Carolyn Rea, who's another comedian, actress, she will co-star with Nathan Lane in this film. And Cheyenne Jackson, who played the vocal adrenaline coach on Glee, Dustin Goolsbee. He had a very funny turn on that show. He will also be in the show, so... Potentially some good shows. Ewan McGregor has just signed on to be in a TV series.
Really? Huh.
Big-time movie star Ewan McGregor going to go to television. Admittedly, it is HBO. It's a drama called The Corrections. Stars Chris Cooper and Diane Wiest, too. How about this?
Wow.
Sounds nice. Sounds good.
Drama about a Midwestern family and with the couple and their three adult children. Ewan will play one of the kids. So that could be good stuff. This is a golden age of television, people.
I agree.
There's too much to watch. There's too much good television on.
Totally agree.
It's good times. Bean's favorite actor, Josh Holloway, is in the news. He, of course, plays Sawyer on Lost.
What's he up to?
He does love him.
He talks about how he had to lose 20 pounds for Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol because he tends to like to chow down and drink a lot and beef up in between gigs.
Wouldn't everyone?
Some people don't. Guys like Tom Cruise, you see him out there running and lifting every day of their lives to stay in perfect condition.
Yeah.
Holloway apparently likes a hammock and a cold brew. God bless him. He said when he was on Lost, he had a in his contract that the writers had to give him a 5-day warning if a shirtless scene was coming up into production.
Is that right?
So he could crash diet and work out and try to lose some weight so before he took his shirt off.
I like that.
So he said now that he's lost 20 pounds for the movie, he's going to try to stay fit because it's just too much work to try to get in shape.
Here's some chocolate fat, Joe.
Oh, come on.
And by the way, he must have been in pretty good shape if a 5-day warning is all he needed. I would need a 5-month warning, okay?
Not anymore.
Yeah, your new svelte self.
Skinny well, Mick.
I'm still not ready to walk around on TV with my shirt
off.
I'll tell you that.
Skinny Mick vomit a lot. Danny McBulimia. And while we're talking about weight, Jessica Simpson. She hasn't even had her baby yet, and she's already making plans for dropping her baby weight.
Here's some chocolate fat, Joe.
But she won't do it, of course, unless it involves some attention and some money, because yeah, that's how she runs her life. Us Weekly reports that she is currently in negotiations with Weight Watchers to be their new spokesperson once she has her baby. And then she goes to losing the baby weight. She will start doing commercials for Weight Watchers, reportedly for a cool $4 million paycheck.
Wow.
That girl's fat.
So that would be
$4 million for doing something everyone in the world tries to do anyway.
Yeah, and something that she would obviously do anyway.
Right.
So you can watch her drop the baby weight with the Weight Watchers. How's she going to drop the other weight she had before the baby weight?
That's what I don't know.
What, she can move on to Jenny Craig after that? How many people are inside her? She's like Russian nesting dolls.
We've been making fun of Jessica Simpson for being stupid for so long, but every time she turns around, she figures out a way to make more millions of dollars than we don't.
I know. You're right.
Well, she's got her dadager, that's why.
I guess.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Chris Hardwick, our buddy from not only G4, but the Nerdist podcast. He does that Talking Dead show after Walking Dead.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Super busy, talented guy. He's also the Minister of Laughs over there on BBC America. That guy's working all the time. He's a good man, 40 years old. Happy birthday, Chris. Kelly Brook from Smallville is 32 years old today. Nicole Snooki Polizzi, the old schnookster, celebrates her 27th.
Can we revisit
that? Shut up, Snooki.
Revisit the interview you guys did with her when I was on vacation. I still haven't heard it.
You know what?
Do you need some sleep?
I'd like some clips, maybe, for a future showbiz report.
Museum of Television Radio came by and snatched that tape up right after we did it, so we have to wait until
it's
get
not
it back
available anymore? No. We don't have it?
They're cataloging it at the Library of Congress right now.
Oh, what a shame.
That's what I understand. And singer-actress Miley Cyrus. I'm sorry. Miley Cyrus is 19 years old today. I apologize for using those other words. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You know, sometimes we do have special guests that show up at the Acoustic Christmas Show. I'm not trying to, get anyone's hopes up, but that was locally. Your chance to win those tickets for your choice of nights for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas coming up this half hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our next guest is a best-selling author of a book called Professional Idiot, a memoir. He's a big-time movie star in the Jackass franchise, and he's a hilarious stand-up comedian performing at the El Rey Theater this Friday night at 8. Ladies and gentlemen, our good friend Steve-O joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Steve-O, what's up? How are you? You back in America yet, dude?
I am, yeah. I just got back from this crazy tour, man. I was in 25 different cities in 11 different countries in 30 days.
Why?
Why?
Because the world loves Steve-O, that's why. But why do it so fast? That seems crazy.
I don't know, man. It's crazy. Yeah, dude. 25 shows in 25 cities in 30 days. I don't know, man. Like, it was about as long as I can handle, to be honest. I wouldn't want to do it any slower.
When you show up in a country, like, I follow you on Twitter, and I see, for instance, you were in Iceland recently. Does it blow your mind when Steve-O shows up in Iceland and everybody knows you just like you're walking around in your neighborhood in L.A.?
Yeah, it absolutely blows me away. You know, like the only place I kind of wish I didn't go was France.
Yeah. Well, what happened in France, Steve-O?
It just sucks, man. Nobody speaks English, and they're all rude, and they smell incredibly bad. And
there is all that.
Yeah, it's just an unpleasant country, man, and I could totally live without it.
It must be very difficult to be Steve-O, and everywhere you go, everybody loves you, but they also want to see you hurt yourself. I mean, it's like, dude, look, my balls have taken enough punishment. Can't I just sign something?
Right. You know, and it's crazy because when I'm on the... I don't know. Like when I'm on the comedy club circuit and I do like six shows in one weekend in one city, like I really don't bother like sort of beating myself up too much, you know?
Right.
But this one, when it was just like one show per city, like I really just turned it into a stunt fest, man. I mean, I'm still doing the stand-up comedy and it's great and I love it. But, you know, it's just been so much more stunts into the show. And my show just got so crazy that I cannot wait for the El Rey.
The El Rey is this Friday.
This Friday the 25th, that's right, yeah.
And it's called Entirely Too Much Information Tour, and I think I can vouch for that.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be a blast, man. Here's the most hilarious thing about it. Is that it's all ages.
What?
That's, no, Steve. We're not going to allow that to happen. Little kids should not see you on stage.
I know. It already happened, man. You know, which I think is great.
But the stories that you tell about vaginas alone, you should be barely legal for adults.
I know. My dad calls my stand-up audio porn.
Yeah, your dad is right, by the way.
How did it come down to being all ages at the
end? I have no idea. I have no idea, but it's just like it's like a special holiday free pass for the kids.
Oh, okay, sweet. It's Steve-O. God bless you. I love you, man. But it's a terrible idea to subject children.
I know.
Sure, he knows that's what I.
That, my idea.
This is why I love Steve-O, because he knows it's a terrible idea and he finds it funny.
Right. Now, I have to ask you about this, something else that happened on your European tour. You're in Norway, and I guess this happens to you all the time, Steve-O, because of how bad your tattoos are. People come up to you and they say, help me with a tattoo or draw something on me that I can get tattooed. Tell me about the guy in Bergen.
Oh, man, the guy was kind of disruptive during my show, which is annoying, but he was just so, like, excited to be there. I couldn't be mad at him. And after the show, he just wanted me to, like, hurt him or punch him. And I was like, no, I really don't want to do that, dude. He's like, okay, well, then draw on me. I want a new tattoo. And I was like, that I will do. So I drew a highly graphic penis with the words, no regrets underneath.
Is that the best?
It's pretty Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, no regrets. I was thinking about getting no regrets myself. But
I love no regrets. That's fantastic.
That's pretty strong.
And what a story the guy's got to tell for the rest of his life about this awesome tattoo that will already make people laugh, and then it comes from Steve-O, and it just makes it better. All right, one more question about Europe. Why was there so much blood after the Sweden show? I mean, that looked like a horror movie. What happened?
That, you know, I have this blood check, and I'll probably be doing it at the El Rey. You know what? There's definitely going to be blood at the El Rey.
I'm sorry, did you say I have this blood trick?
Yeah.
Those were the words?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like, it's something, like, it's an old trick I pulled out of the bag. I tell everybody that I don't like the accusations of me being, stupid and lacking intelligence.
Right.
So to prove my higher education and intellect, I conduct a scientific experiment, and my hypothesis is the broken glass is totally sharp.
Okay. But it's only a hypothesis at that point.
Right.
It must be proven.
I prove it every time. I had to get stitches in Belgium. I almost had to get stitches in. I contemplated getting stitches in Sweden.
Let's be honest, though. How many times should you have gotten stitches, but you just didn't?
Oh, yeah. You know, super glue works so well.
Yep.
There you go. This is another reason why it's great that your show Friday is all ages, because you're going to show that broken glass is sharp, and that's a great lesson for the children, Steve-O. All right. You can get tickets at VLRay.com. VLRay.com. It promises to be a fantastic evening. Doors opening at 8 o'clock. You can see our friend Steve-O on stage at the El Rey with the Entirely Too Much Information Tour. Man, you are the best. You know we love you. It's great to have you on. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I love you too, man. I really love you guys so much. You know, my best friend's radio.
You're the
best. We'll talk to you soon, dude. You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock here on a Wednesday. You know, this Acoustic Christmas show will be here before you know it. Night number one with Blink-182 and Bush and Incubus and 311, Social Distortion and more. Night number two, you got your Black Keys, your Death Cab for Cutie, Florence and the Machine, Jane's Addiction, Mumford & Sons, Noel Gallagher and more. We're giving away tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067 if you can survive Omaroki.
Maroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
You don't technically win the game, but you do go into a drawing.
There you go.
That happens.
Omar, yes? Try today. In your mind, before you start singing, think to myself, have I heard this song before? What does it sound like? Let's see if I can do that.
Dude, I am so good. Remember that one year where the Foo Fighters played both nights of Acoustic Christmas? I think they're going to ask me to play both nights of Acoustic Christmas because of my talent that I'm about to showcase.
What are you you're going to just do covers?
Yeah, maybe. Well, yeah, I guess.
Let's start with it. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that part.
I didn't think it out.
Let's start with Anna, who's a photo editor. Hi, yeah, Anna.
Hello, good morning.
Sorry about the Omaroki and all that, but
so what happens is Omar sings one of the hit songs from one of the bands that's playing either night of Acoustic Christmas. You have to identify it by title and artist, Anna. If you do, you go into the drawing to win your choice of nights. You got all that?
I got it.
Okay, so you know who's on the bill. Think of those bands as you listen to Omar sing this song. Here you are, contestant number one.
You live too far away. Your voice rings like a bell anyway. Don't give up your independence unless it feels so right. Nothing good comes easily. Sometimes you gotta fight. Whoa.
All right, that's plenty. That's plenty. Wow. Anna, what song, title and artist?
That's too much.
311 Umber.
Yeah!
Look at that.
You live too far away.
Oh, don't sing along with
just
it like
that.
You were. Yeah, all right, hold
Can
on.
Can we be done now and just give the tickets to Anna and forget this bit ever happened, or do we have to move on?
We need to move on to Nurse Richard. Hi, Richard.
What's going on?
Omaroki, unfortunately for you. What are you doing? What are you doing with the phone there, dude? You all right?
No, I'm ready to do this.
Okay, here we go. Here's your song.
Sick for days in so many ways. I'm aching now. I'm aching now. It's times like these I need relief. Please show me how. Please show me how to get right.
That almost sounded like the song.
I was just going to say, is he been
almost
practicing?
Almost sounds like the Black Keys Tighten Up.
Nicely
done. Sick for days so many ways.
Nicely done. Hold on.
I'm good.
But, oh, you hear the
You're
difference.
Not good,
you hear the great. Difference between when you hear the record back, the people who can really sing and you, though.
Thank you very much, Bean. I like that compliment. I really can sing better than the Black Keys.
Not a compliment. Shane. Hello, Shane.
Good morning.
Hi. Welcome to Omaroki. You get in the drawing if you can tell us which band and song title this is.
She gets mad, starts to cry. She takes a swing, but she can't hit. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
Wow, you went off the rails there.
Yes, it's Jane's Addiction. What song is that?
The Jane's
Addiction? Yes!
Unbelievable. Yes, that's right.
Unbelievable. And she starts to cry.
Stop singing along
like,
with it.
If I had music and everything behind me and processing, I would sound just like that.
Sure.
This is the best group of contestants ever. I can't believe they're all figuring out what Omar's singing.
It's me, dude. I'm awesome.
Let's go to Bailey, who is the secretary. Hi, Bailey.
Hi, good morning.
Good luck. No one's
Hi,
had the wrong
good
yet.
Morning.
I'm going to be the wrong one today.
All I'm right. Be the wrong one.
I like the kind of confidence. Shut up, Omar. All right, here's the song.
In my life, I have seen people walk into the sea just to find memories plagued by constant misery. Their eyes cast down, fixed upon the ground. Their eyes cast down.
Ouch. Ouch. Please stop. But, all right, Bailey.
But in the same world as the song, which I'm...
It did sound like the song, and I can't name it.
You want to try? You want to guess?
Oh, I'm so bad. Oh, no. You gotta go.
It's from night number two?
In my life, I've seen people walking.
Yeah, sorry, Casey Elephant.
Shake Me Down, that one was called. All right, I think we got time for maybe one more. Who do you like?
Do we have energy for one more? Can we put up with the singing for one more? We have Greg, who's in construction. Hi, Greg.
What's up, party people?
We are doing Omaroki. We apologize in advance of this song. Tell us what it is.
I lay my head into the sand. The sky resembles a backlit canopy with holes punched in it. I'm counting UFOs. I signal them with my ladder. And at this moment, I am happy. Happy.
Ooh.
It's Incubus, and it's nice to know you.
Oh, wish you were here. Sorry, dude. Right band, right
nice
song.
Try. Please stop singing Omar forever. Anna, Richard, and Shane are all in the drawing. Somebody gets their choice of one of the nights at the K-Rock Almost to Christmas. Lisa, who's our winner?
Shane is the winner.
All right. Congratulations, Shane.
Oh, thank you, guys. Which, so cool.
Which night do you want to go to?
I want to go to night number one.
Night number one. You got it. Thanks for calling. All thanks right, for listening. Thanks, and unfortunately, thank you for putting up with Omar Roki.
Omar Roki, that's our game and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
Our friend, the Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, joins us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We also have Angela, one of the Miss Double December finalists. She's in the top 10 vying for the crown of the 2012 Miss Double December. You can go to KRock.com right now and see all the girls. Cast your vote. Help decide who the Miss Double D is going to be. It's not the most reliable group of girls in the world. Lux is supposed to be here right now. Apparently, she overslept, Kevin.
Yeah, but we're not doing a Miss Reliable.
Right? Hot chicks pretty much do whatever they want, I guess. And the rest of us go, well, you're hot enough. We'll give you another chance. So Lux is going to be rescheduled. So for all of her fans that were expecting to hear her today, she'll be on next week. We'll work her in next week. But we do have a fantastic backup for you. The International Man of Mystery, ladies and gentlemen. Our friend Doto, back from parts unknown, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show for the first time in months.
Kevin Bean, I thought I overslept too, man.
You thought you overslept too?
Yeah.
All right, great point, Doto. Here's the thing about the International Man of Mystery, who is Doto. We love this guy and always try to get him on the show. And I email him every couple of weeks to go, hey, Doto, how you doing? It's Kevin and Bean. We just want to check in. I don't hear anything back. And then I write him again. I go, hey, Doto, we'd love to catch up with you. It's been a long time. I don't hear anything back. And then weeks and weeks, sometimes months and months go by. And then the magic happens, like a few days ago when I got this email. Hey, just got back, man. Need some babes. Doe. And that's when I know he is loaded and ready to go.
That's right.
That's a question I love to ask Lisa May and a couple of, Lisa May and maybe some K-Rock listener who are ladies. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Can I explain myself?
Please sure. do.
Absolutely.
I was flying United Airlines, and then I met a Chinese lady, and she lives in L.A., and she's a partner in a small law firm, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she's making more money than I am, right?
Right. That's okay.
So in terms of me going out with her or asking her out on a date, so do you think that is there anything? Do you think that it would be kind of like, well, what do you call it? Like not uncomfortable. She's making more money than a man.
I don't know that that's true anymore, Lisa. What do you think?
I don't think so. I think as long as you are an interesting, fun guy and you show her a good time.
I don't think women are looking. Well, that's ridiculous to say. I don't think that many women are looking at for men just for money. I mean, I think it's okay if they make more than you if they like you.
Yes. So, but would that be pretty rare? Or is that pretty common?
I think it's pretty common. Just don't take her just to buffets. That would be my advice.
No, buffets are the best.
Yeah. Of course I know that, Lisa. I mean, I'm not drunk, man.
All right.
He's not drunk, man.
That's right. Now, Doto, what would be your restaurant of choice if you were to ask her out?
Yeah, maybe Macaroni Grill, maybe Olive Garden.
Macaroni Grill.
Excellent choice.
Or Olive Garden. Very nice.
It's hard to go wrong. Well, listen, Doe, you asked me that question via email, but then in one of your follow-ups, you said that she has a law degree. You only have an...
Yeah, my question is, she has a law degree, and she is an attorney in her law firm. There's about five or six attorneys under her. They just opened up a practice 4 years ago, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And then as a partner in the law firm, do you think she's making $500,000 to $1 million a year, or you find that to be doubtful?
Why, did she tell you that? Did she give you
I think that's absolutely likely. That sounds about right, I would think. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but my point was going to be you, in addition to the money and your concerns over that, you were concerned that she has a law degree and you only have an MBA. You were worried that there might be a huge gap in intellect and education, you say. Tell me about that.
Would that be a huge gap in intellectual capability or knowledge? They should be about the same.
I think it depends on what you're talking about, though. If you're talking about the right things, you rule.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I then mean, maybe there's some other topics you should stay away from.
Yeah, I mean,
she's going to be smarter than you in matters having to do with the law, but yeah, you're a world traveler. I mean, you can talk the pants off of her talking about Singapore.
Yeah, I guess if I was talking about Steven Seagal, I guess my date is done, right, Kevin?
Yes, maybe don't talk about your love for Steven Seagal. Maybe that. Don't start with that.
Wait,
why?
Like,
he's the world's foremost authority on Steven Seagal. Wait for like three or four dates in before you start bringing up Steven Seagal.
You know what? Being Kevin Bean, I might just email to her today and maybe ask her, would you like to get a cup of coffee? But my concern is that she still remember me because I met her at the VIP lounge, Kevin.
Well, yeah, but just say, put that in the email. Hey, I met you at the VIP lounge and, you know, I'm the creepy guy and I want to go out and have coffee with you. I think, email that to her today and see what happens.
Yeah.
Can't hurt. That would be okay, right, Lisa, to get an email from somebody you met in an airport lounge, right?
Of course. It happens to me all the time.
She gave you her email address?
Yeah, her business card.
Okay.
Okay, well, she gave your business card. I think she's interested, though. I think she's going to be expecting to hear from you. That's fantastic news.
But wait, when did you meet her? Because you have to wait 3 days.
I don't know, because that's it's been a week.
You don't know when you met her. It's been a week. Oh, ooh.
Okay. Now, since the last time we had you on, Doto, you've spent most of your time overseas. What countries did you go to this trip?
Are you in Seattle, man? Because I might want to go there and visit you, man.
Yes, you bring that up every time, and every time we say you are welcome, and you can stay with Bean as many nights as you will.
I don't know about staying with me, but Doe, I would be happy to show you around if you want to come to Seattle. Absolutely.
Yeah, because if I was going, I'd like to go to Vancouver, Bean.
Right, which is not in Seattle. All right. Listen, don't tell. Bean asked you a question. We would like to know where you've been because you do seem to travel the world much more than we do.
Yeah.
We're very jealous of you.
At this time, I was in Singapore. I was in Hong Kong. I was in Nam for about 3 to 4 months.
Singapore, Hong Kong, and Nam, all the above?
Yeah.
Okay, you also sent me an email in October that said you were in China, man. Were you also in China?
I was in China for a week.
For a week. Okay. And how did you do with the ladies over there this time?
How did I do with the ladies? Got laid once.
Did you pay?
Wow.
No,
did you
pay?
I
we just met at some bars.
Doe, did you pay?
No, I didn't.
Did you pay?
No, I didn't.
Doe, you paid.
No, I didn't.
How much? How much was it?
Yeah, I just hooked up. I just went up to a nice dinner, and then we just hung out, and we just got to know one another.
Right, and then how much?
and then when did the conversation turn into how much it would cost?
I guess after the dinner.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I love now, this man so much.
Now, Doe, let me ask you another question. Going back to what Bean was talking about, you travel the world. I guess it's because your dad's businesses, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're in Hong Kong, you're in Nam, you're in China, and we always try to get you on the show, and you seem to like coming on the show. But if you're not in America, for some reason to you that means you can't be on the show. So we'll say, hey, Doto, we would love to have you on the show. And you'll say, I'm China Bean. And then we'll go, okay, you're in China. Don't they have phones?
Yeah, but even, I know, Bean. Kevin Bean, I just haven't been giving some thought because I guess the old man and I are pretty damn busy. I'm just being honest.
What is it that you and the old man did in China this time?
We went to the Yangtze River.
Okay, and?
And?
Fished? What?
Hunting for tigers?
we just went there just for fun.
Just for fun.
Okay. It does sound like you were pretty busy.
You can't work a 5-minute phone call into a week of fun?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have thought about that, Kevin.
I'm just saying, it sounds like you want to be on the air. You want to make it in showbiz.
Yeah.
You have a lot of questions. We have a lot of answers. So it just seems like it wouldn't be that hard to get you. But unless you're in America, it's impossible to get you on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Listen,
we're making progress in that line of questioning.
We have to go, Doe. We're going to let you chew on that for a while. But listen, will you get back in touch with us and let us know if you are able to go out with the attorney that you met at the airport? Because I think that sounds like it's got a lot of promise.
Yeah, but I'm going to contact and see what she says. Being the worst she can say is no, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, you got nothing to lose. Absolutely.
But
all right, Doe.
Listen. This is very important. Expect her to say no.
Yeah. You know,
and then there's no.
I was questioning. Maybe Psycho Mike and maybe Dave can give her a call and put in a good word.
I don't know that you want to go that far yet. Go ahead and just send her the email and then get back in touch with us and we'll help you take step two.
Sure. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Listen, Doe, thank you for speaking with us, and I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Let's try to talk again soon, okay?
Absolutely, Bean.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Doto, the international man of mystery on the Kevin and Bean Show. Bye-bye.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:52.
Black Friday is a thing that's happening in a couple of days. And that means a lot of people will be shopping for themselves and for Christmas gifts. And there's a lot of new electronics on the market this year. We're going to talk to our friend Kevin Pereira from G4, Attack of the Show, coming up after the top of the hour. Then Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of Comedy, will be here as well. Right now, Ralph joins us for the show. Biz Beat on a Wednesday. What's happening?
Black Friday, Black Friday.
12 a.m. still hours till morning. Been online since yesterday.
Is this
what
you want?
Yeah. I need coffee. I need an early bird special. Not today. It's Black Friday, Black Friday. Got good clothes on Black Friday. Everybody's going there at midnight. Midnight, Black Friday, Black Friday. Something that rhymes with Friday. But done, done, done. I'll be done with this list by the weekend.
See? She'll be done with her list by the weekend.
See?
Okay.
It is Black Friday.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Please, please stop. Speaking of stopping things, I want to make sure to get this information out there while I have a moment here at the Showbiz Beat. For all of you who have sent me your heartbroken emails, tweets, and messages.
Me too. I'm with Ralph on this
regarding
one.
The Butterball Turkey hotline call that I enjoyed making every year. Yes, you've noticed, it is missing from this year's lineup of our pre-Thanksgiving Day show.
I'm not going to stand for this. Bean is demanding that we not do it, and this is ridiculous. It's something that we've all come to know and love and be a part of our holiday.
I was outvoted by Kevin and Bean, who decided this year it was not going to happen.
Stupid
so
Bean.
If you have any anger or resentment or any disappointment you'd like to express, I highly recommend Kevin at krock.com.
How dare you, sir?
And Bean at krock.com. Those are where your messages should be sent.
I've been a supporter
from the recommend you sent them filled with profanity. And just as many as you can. Just copy it and paste it over and over and over again.
Not necessary.
Send as many emails of anger.
How dare you?
And of disappointment as you can to try to drive home the point. So maybe next year, we'll be able to fulfill our holiday tradition here on the
radio. All right, don't count on it because Bean is the Grinch.
Let me say this. First of all, Kevin has always hated the Butterball Turkey hotline call.
Please.
Kevin tried to stand in the way of it from year one.
Yes, he did. But then there was always a 2-to-1 voting factor where you and I, Bean, would vote yes, and then we would be able to do it. Now that you have turned...
I'm going to the dark side, and I'll tell you why. I have a reason, though.
You're a traitor to the cause that it is not happening this year.
I have a reason, though, and that's because we did it like 8 years in a row or something
yes,
like that.
And it sucked.
Because we kept it a couple times. We ended up with the same person, somebody we had talked to in past years who already knew
there
the bit was that.
There was never 1 year that it wasn't funny. You are so wrong, sir.
I play the farmer who's trying to catch a live turkey, and Ralph plays the part of the turkey to the Butterball Turkey Hotline, which is, of course, not what they're set up to help you try to do. And it went flat.
It was funnier in concept
than it was in reality. And I think people have fond memories of hearing us talk about it.
Why
but the bit itself sucked. It was a terrible bit. We jettisoned it because it was a terrible bit. It never lived up to the promise of how funny it should have been. It just didn't work.
It was always awesome.
Always.
And if you are fine with breaking the hearts of the kids, then let's just call it for what it is. Let's stop with the rationalizations and the excuses and just say you don't care about your listeners one whit.
I will say that the response has been about 100-to-1 in favor of continuing the call to the Butterball Turkey.
Look at that. Well, good thing you killed it this year. Good thing you canceled it for
Radio
this year.
Bean,
don't you sometimes...
Kevin and Bean, stop trying to weasel out of this, Kevin.
What are you talking about?
You've always been the enemy of fun when it came to that segment.
Are you insane?
I just want to go on the record. I don't want to take any more time. I just want to go on the record saying that I was still in favor. I was ready to do it, but I got outvoted, and so that. I just want to tell the people the truth and what happened.
And I learned from you, Ralph, that sometimes you have to give the people what they need, not what they want. So I'm very comfortable with the decision
Especially around the holidays, it's good just to deny people what they really want. That's the spirit.
I can see we're in agreement now. We can move on.
Where most people's heart is, Bean just has coal.
That's correct.
Just black, sooty coal.
It's ugly.
Right?
We apologize. It's ugly.
He's dead inside. And he caught it from Kevin.
How dare you? I've always been in favor.
Today's celebrity birthday.
No, you got some time. You got a little bit of time.
Dancing with the Stars update. Congratulations to J.R. Martinez, war hero, mirrorball trophy holder.
He's got it all now. He's got it all.
I saw the on the news last night, they had an interview right after they presented him with the championship mirror ball. And the doofus reporter who was talking to J.C. Martinez, war hero, in the middle of the celebration with all the confetti falling and everything, says, "So, what are you thinking now about the guys that you left behind in Afghanistan when you came home?"
What?
And I was like, wait, what a downer for the party. Way to bring that up.
Is that true?
Yes, 100% true.
Horrible question.
I couldn't believe that he asked it. And then, of course, J.C. Martinez, you know, God bless the great American, had to get all serious and talk about their sacrifices, and I'm here out, you know, for you, and you can overcome your struggles, and blah, 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 blah. But I was like, dude, what a downer.
J.R. Martinez, too, by the way.
Whatever his name is. I'm glad he won, though.
War hero. Just saying a little respect. Man's name. Get it right.
J.R. Got it.
Also. Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher are still in therapy despite their plans to divorce. Well, that should work out. Do you need divorce therapy, too? Have we become such a nation of milquetoasts and weasels? We need therapy every step of our lives. We need marriage therapy. We need couples counseling. And now we need divorce therapy?
I think we're that effed up.
Yeah. But the divorce is the culmination, yeah, I think, of the relationship.
Doing that for
I don't think you need to go on,
they're
do you?
They're doing it for the kids, Ralph.
They don't have any kids. She's got kids. He has kids, but the ones he's sleeping with in San Diego, he's got young kids.
Maybe they're doing it for them.
Maybe they are. They were at the Kabbalah Counseling Center over the weekend, and Us Weekly reports they didn't look too happy when they were leaving.
Oh, no, that's always fun.
Yeah.
Sure, they had a great time.
Turns out Ashton Kutcher's little red string bracelet doesn't protect him from getting yelled at by his soon-to-be ex-wife for 2 hours. And another thing, Ashton... is what he heard a lot of that day, I guess.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson is already making plans to cash in on her extra baby weight. She is in negotiations with Weight Watchers to become their new spokesman after she gives birth and starts shedding those baby pounds.
That's funny that she says she's going to shed those baby pounds.
Well, she'll shed the baby pounds, but then she'll still have the adult pounds underneath them that she still had to shed before she started having the baby. She will lose weight to the tune of $4 million. Apparently, that's what they're offering her, to lose weight.
Wow.
And here's the thing. I never, trust me, I know better than to belittle the physical challenge both before, during, and after that childbirth is.
Right.
But the thing about baby weight is nature really helps you there. Losing baby weight is probably the easiest weight to lose, especially if you're breastfeeding. Because your body burns so many calories while you're breastfeeding, it really helps you shed those pounds. So it's almost a cheat for her to go on Weight Watchers when she's losing baby weight if she's breastfeeding, because the weight will come off pretty dramatically pretty quickly. And I think it would be sort of a fake out for people who are really trying to lose weight with Weight Watchers.
She would never do that.
I'm just saying, buyer beware, that's all I'm saying.
Then I'm glad you're going to be getting a lot of hate mail as well, not just me today. But, Ralph, why...
That's a scientific fact.
But why do... But tell me why so many women... Yeah, tell me why so many women gain that weight when they have the baby and never lose it, or it takes years to lose.
They keep eating.
Well, they're at home with the baby.
Yeah.
All day long, yeah. They're stressed, and yeah, they eat, and they don't have time to exercise.
Hey, buddy!
But
look, you are fat!
It's hard to lose weight across the board, but I'm just saying... If you're posing for a weight loss service, it is sort of a cheat to go with the baby weight, I think.
Well, the first 20 is going to be the baby.
Yeah, right. And then the rest will be water, and then she'll burn some up with the breastfeeding, and then we'll see what happens.
She'll hire the trainer.
Yeah, that's right.
And the chef.
And the chef.
Yeah.
And then they'll put the special filter on the camera
right
before they shoot it. Well, it's a lie. The whole thing's a lie. All right, I'm out of time. Today's celebrity birthdays, just... Kevin at KRock.com, Bean at KRock.com.
Thanks for the message.
Thanks for canceling.
You hate
the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Thanksgiving.
Your fans are foul in their complaint letters, too, by the way, Ralph.
There's foul. a lot of turkey foul.
That wasn't meant to be a joke.
Sorry.
But they're vicious about this Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Garmy strong, man.
Hey, Bean, why don't you eat the turkey stuffing out of my ass, is what one email said.
Why don't
the kind of comment I'm getting.
That's the Garmy for you right there. I love him. Today's celebrity birthdays, Chris Hardwick, our buddy, a TV host, legend, 40 years old today. Kelly Brook from Smallville, boy, she's hot, 32 years old. Nicole Snooki Polizzi celebrates her 24th birthday. And Miley Cyrus. Who would think two such talented women as Miley Cyrus and Snooki would share a birthday?
Yeah.
It's all about astrology, people. I've always said that. Miley Cyrus is 19 years old today. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm with you, man.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business. Wednesday on the Kevin and Bean Show, a lot of shows still to come, including another chance for you to win your tickets of your choice of nights for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas shows coming up in December at the Gibson. Also, Adam Carolla on the program today. We'll meet another of our Miss Double December contestants in the top 10 and the Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton. That's all coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, I don't know if you have shopping plans or not for Friday, but some of these deals are ridiculous. I was looking at some television they were advertising yesterday, Kevin. It's normally a $2,000 Sanyo HD TV, 60 inches, selling for like $700 at Best Buy on Friday. I mean, it's just, it's insane. And there have been people in Florida at that Best Buy store. People are camped out for 9 days waiting to be first through the doors on Friday.
I saw them this morning on my way to work.
And the only person that's going to get that TV, and only one of them, is the first one in line.
Well, you could be right about that, but there are a lot of deals out there and a lot of tech gadgets, which is the stuff that we love. So we went to our friend Kevin Pereira, of course, from Attack of the Show on G4, asked if he would join us for a little bit of a preview of what's out this holiday weekend. Kevin, welcome, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Very good, thank you.
We're doing fine. You probably laugh at us mortals who have to line up to try to get these new products because you get sent everything free there at G4. But for the rest of us...
No, that's not true. I pay Seacrest to wait in line for me just like everybody else.
I feel
extreme sympathy for those who are camped out for 9 days in front of the Best Buy. They think they're part of an Occupy movement. They have no idea.
I know.
They're supporting the corporatist greed, man.
I know that you have a bunch of stuff that that has caught your attention, but if you don't mind, I want to start with something that I'm really intrigued with because I've heard such rave reviews, and that's the Kindle Fire. Now, I am not a guy who uses a Kindle, and I know that there is a Nook and there's a bunch of other stuff that people are using to read magazines and books and everything on. I haven't gotten into any of it, but the Kindle Fire, people say, is a game changer. How come?
Well, the Kindle Fire, I mean, first of all, Kindle's a great brand. Amazon has done an amazing job with their store, and they're going to move, supposedly they're going to move 12 million Fire tablets in 2012, which doesn't sound crazy to me.
Wow.
They're pulling off because, I mean, it's an 8.9-inch version of the Fire with coming out. There's a 10-inch model as well. And the idea is, look, the tablet market is getting crowded right now. Samsung's doing a great job. Of course, Apple's doing a great job. So they're focusing on going smaller, lighter, packing it with features, and getting that price point down. And that is something they've done with the Fire. It's actually going to be $200. Right now, which is crazy cheap. We're giving it a 4 out of 5 on our show, and there's already been some rumors of Black Friday deals that are going to happen if you're willing to wait in line and trample an old lady and make it to the news.
Hey, it's worth it for that, for $200.
Yeah, exactly. And they're an instant out of the way.
Trample away.
And they're full color now, too, these Kindles, right?
Yeah, it's not just this ain't your daddy's e-ink. No, these are full color screens. They have access to app stores and markets. They're multimedia devices as well. Some purists say that you don't want that in your e-reader. You just want to pay attention. I've already stopped listening to them because I have ADD, so I have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know, we are at the point, or coming to the point soon, where there's going to be almost nobody reading actual books and magazines and newspapers, right? Like, what's the point?
Right. I'll be shouting at Siri to dictate it to me in a remotely sexy robotic voice.
Read me this book.
All right. Kevin, what else are you excited about this weekend?
Some big deals. Samsung Galaxy S2, which is an awesome phone. It's a dual-core processor, which to your mom means it's super fast-like.
Mm-hmm.
It's got an 8-megapixel camera, a huge 4.3-inch touchscreen. We gave it a 5 out of 5 on Attack of the Show. That thing is going to be $49.99 get this, Radio Shack. Remember that?
No,
remember that
kidding!
Remember that store that used to have electronics and now they sell RC cars and pagers?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, now they've actually got a good deal on an amazing phone.
You gave an item from Radio Shack 5 out of 5 stars. Have you given up?
We didn't give it a 5 out of 5 because it has anything to do with Radio
Shack. Okay,
all right. We gave it a 5 out of 5 because it's a great product.
Is this something that people who are in the market for a smartphone this year should go, yeah, I know what the iPhone 4S is all about, but I really ought to look at the Samsung Galaxy?
Honestly, I would never. I honestly would not recommend an Android device if I didn't feel it was on par, if not better, than the iPhone. And the Galaxy S2 has some features that are incredible. It's super high speed. Again, huge, brilliant screen, and that price point of $50. I mean, granted, that's with a contract, but you can't go wrong. I'm actually probably picking up one from my old man when I get into town.
That's ridiculous. All right, what about the Droid Razr? Because that's another thing that's gotten a lot of headlines this season.
Yeah, you know, it's super fast. We just reviewed it on our show. It's nice and thin, which is great. I have a feeling that the profile of the device will be ruined whenever someone gets that phone because people tend to put things in big leather cases with belt clips and otter boxes in case they get splashed with water. So I wouldn't buy it on the sex appeal alone. We liked the phone. I believe we gave it a 4 out of 5, but it had one of the worst cameras we have used in a smartphone in a long while.
But it claims it's an 8-megapixel as well.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. Technically, it is an 8-megapixel camera, but it's the image sensor quality. It's the way that the software processes the light and controls the aperture of the camera. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into it aside from tech specs. And we tested it vigorously, and indoor, outdoor, there was light noise, and it didn't look that hot. And so it's frustrating to have a device that on paper is really sleek and really sexy, but in practice does not perform as well as other devices. I would still go with the Galaxy S2.
That is a great warning. Kevin Pereira is on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show from Attack of the Show, weekday afternoons on G4. What about, I'm starting to see a new category of gaming apps that people are getting excited about. Now, these are apps that you have to pay for, but they're worth it. You have any to recommend for us this weekend?
Yeah, if you're going to try to kill 5 hours in a line while trying to save $20 on a TV or an SD card, you might as well spend the 99 cents on your smartphone and get a game. And I've been playing tons of them on the iPhone lately. If you're a Modern Warfare fan, there's Modern Combat 3 Fallen Nation, which is a first-person shooter on the iPhone. You can play online with 11 other people. I love it. It's a couple bucks. There's Jetpack Joyride is 99 cents. It's a simple little game where you have a machine gun powered jetpack. So as you're flying over waves of people, you're actually murdering them with the bullets flying out of your jetpack.
I love it.
And a simple game to get with your friends and compete at excruciating length is Flick Home Run. It's a simple baseball game where you're trying to flick your finger across the screen and hit crazy pitches out of the park. It sounds childish. It will lead to drinking games and face punching.
That's what I'm looking for at Thanksgiving.
Honestly, when you're playing on your phone, though, I mean, the success of Angry Birds is one example. I mean, sometimes simpler graphics, less complicated stories are what you want when you're dealing with such a tiny screen, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't need a giant open-world experience where I can connect with a bunch of mouth-breathing shut-ins. I want to be the mouth-breathing shut-in, and that's it. I want a quick pick-up-and-play game. I want simple controls. I just want to tap a screen and have something pretty happen. And that's what these games deliver on many cases.
Is there a must-have this year? Is there a clear leader that seems like it's going to run away? Is it the Kindle, or is it any of the ones we've talked about, or is there something else?
I think that it'll be a similar story today. Samsung will release that they've sold more units spread across multiple phones, but Apple will tout that their one iOS device is still ruling them all in terms of market and mind share. We're going to see a lot of that. And unfortunately, I thought this year was going to be a big year for Google TV, but it looks like the content creators got in the way of that. So maybe 2012 will be it. But it'll be the usual suspects this year. It'll be Apple. It'll be the gaming companies. They're slashing the prices on their consoles. So if you still haven't got a PS3 or a 360, Friday or Cyber Monday is going to be the time to do it.
Kevin Pereira is the host of Attack of the Show. It airs on G4 Monday through Friday afternoons at 4. I don't want you to think just because you're famous and successful and you're on TV that you're not a mouth-breathing inbred anymore, because you are. That will never change, Kevin. You know that, right?
I wear my sash with pride. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Wait, you get a sash for that?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show, dude. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You guys as well. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin. Adam Carolla next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and another chance for you to win your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Show coming up in December at the Gibson. It's about to get loud in here, my friends. The Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, joins us.
Nice to see you guys. Happy holidays. You know, it's a holiday season. It's Thanksgiving, and everybody has a lot of thanks to give, especially to see me. You should give thanks, and I'm playing the Comedy Magic Club tonight in Hermosa Beach.
Is that a record?
You know, I can understand a holiday without you guys calling the Butterball Turkey thing. I'm not going to get involved with that, but what is a holiday season without Bobby playing at the Comedy Magic Club?
That's
and by the way, you know, when Ralph was on, he was talking about that Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore thing. I can't agree with him more. He's talking about how the fact that not only marriage counseling and couples counseling and divorce, nobody gets through a day without counseling. And I've been married a long time, and when my wife and I have a problem, I go see my doctor, Jack Daniels, and if he's not on call, it's Dr. Belvedere or Dr. Stoley. And within 15 minutes, they have solved all my problems. Yeah. I consult my doctors, and everything is just fine. That's what I think, to me at least, because people say, how do you stay married for 23 years? I have a couple of drinks.
That's the answer.
Yeah, you better believe it. Or you live, you know, up in a far away behind barbed wire and you take your wife out to the Sizzler.
You live in another city like you did for a long time. I mean, that helps.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you know, I like to drink. And I don't think I have a drinking problem. You know, but my wife's always telling me I do, that I drink too much, and if I keep drinking like this, I'm going to kill myself. And mm-hmm. I said, well, if I don't drink, I'm going to kill you. So either I drink and I kill me, or I don't drink and I kill you. Either way, one of us does not get out of this alive. So that's how it works.
The kind of Thanksgiving comedy that you need. And if you have family in town, especially if you have family in town, let's say your parents, perhaps your grandparents, and you don't have anything to do tonight, because tonight is the night before Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Go see Bobby Slay.
You know, I wanted to do a show tomorrow night. You know, every Thanksgiving I want to work, and then every comedy club, I'm going up to the Bay Area Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I go, why don't we just do a show Thanksgiving? And nobody wants to go out Thanksgiving, which I don't think is true, because in Vegas we used to pack the place, because I think Thanksgiving's a great out, especially for a guy that wants to get away from his family. You know, you have your family over. A lot of people for some reason have Thanksgiving dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
By 6 o'clock you're stuffed, you don't want to see your kids. Look, I'd like to stay and do the dishes, I'd like to talk to your parents, but I've already bought tickets, they're prepaid for Bobby Slayton or whoever. I have to go out. I like to go out on holidays. I like to be out of my house. You know, Steve.
That's because you don't like your family, though.
Well, no, here's the thing. Steve O called earlier, and he was talking about doing, you know, going to Europe and doing 25 cities in 30 days.
Yes.
Now, I do a similar thing in this country. I mean, it's a week at a time, not a night at a time, but I've been traveling a lot, and I just got back. And, you know, when you travel, and even if you're on vacation, you go, oh, I can't wait to sleep in my own bed. I can't wait to. But I don't want to sleep in my own bed because my wife's in the bed. I like to be. I get it. When I'm in the, you know, the Hyatt, the Sheratons now have those. They have all those names, those beds, and you beautiful beds,
right.
Special
giant,
down comfort.
Yes, size bed with no one else in them.
Yeah, nobody else
most
in
of the time.
And I snore like crazy. And you know, I'll tell you something. I only know that I snore because my wife tells me I snore. I don't have like the sleep apnea. I'm not like that guy. Whoop, whoop, I wake myself up like the Three Stooges.
Right.
Yeah.
But I sleep, and I get a beautiful night's sleep.
Is it harder for you to sleep at home?
Yes, because my wife wakes me up every 50 minutes. You're snoring. So, and then she says, well, you should see somebody for your snoring problem. Well, it's not a problem for me. It's a problem for you. You should go see somebody. You should have a vodka and have an Ambien and sleep in the guest room. Why is the fact that I snore my problem? When you're menopause or you're on the rag, that's my problem.
Oh, Bobby.
Exactly. I should have been a doctor.
This is what I should model my relationship after.
Correct.
Like this guy.
Yeah, you've been married a long time, Lisa. It's been working for him.
Thank you.
How long have you been married?
Thank you, Bean.
How long have you been married?
23 years.
23 years.
And where a guy like Steve-O, you know, hurts himself on stage.
Right.
I hurt myself off stage, and then I bring the laughter to the people about my experiences. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's the same kind of thing.
You
but
bring your hurt
kind of
on stage from Bobby, home. From the home.
Yes, Pete.
Let me ask you this
go
question.
Right
with
ahead.
All the traveling you do and with what a jackass you are when you're not traveling and you're at home.
Yes.
There's no question in your mind that your wife has a lover, though, right?
A lover?
Yes.
Someone on the side.
Mr. Everetti. You know what? I wish she did because she hounds me for sex. I'm trying to watch television. You know, I have so many things TiVo'd. If I knew she had to go out and see somebody. Yeah, you know. No, and you know what it is? Actually, we get along. Well, here's the problem. I'm working on a new special, which I'm going to shoot. This is a whole other story. We don't have time to get into, but I'm going to shoot it in Cleveland in April.
Okay.
And I've been working on it, and coming up with a whole new hour. This is my last special, and to be honest with you, I look at Bill Maher and Chris Rock and all these guys who do a special, George Carlin, every year.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. Maybe they're just better than me. But I've been working on my new special, and it was rocking and rolling. I had about 40 minutes of it done, and I've been working on the road trying to get it together to shoot it in April. And my wife and I started getting along beautifully for a month, and I hit a creative low. I was nothing. We were getting along.
Oh,
I wasn't drinking. I wasn't writing.
Your career.
What?
The worst thing for your career is you get along with your wife.
For me, my muse is the fact that, you know, we hate each other, and the creative energy just spills out. We're getting along. I don't feel like drinking. I'm working out. I'm not doing heroin. I mean, my whole life sucks.
Maybe she knows that. Maybe she knows that and was trying to sabotage you by being nice to you, even though she hates you.
No, because now you're getting deep. Let me take one step deeper.
Okay,
because
if
she's nice to me and we're getting along and I'm not ready to material, means I don't make a living and nobody pays for the house. So it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
I see.
You see?
Yeah.
Bobby Slayton's life is very complicated.
Really
you will hear
is.
Him try to explain it on stage tonight at the Comedy and Magic Club in her
Hermosa Beach.
Absolutely.
Is this a, you said it's not Thanksgiving without this show. Is this a tradition, an annual tradition?
It's not only a tradition. Let me tell you what I was going to bring you. I brought you that album for your wall. We got to start a new. That's one of my little gifts. I never bring you guys gifts, and I feel bad because it's the holiday season, and I had something for you. Speaking of tradition, I have a wacky aunt. She's about 95 years old now. Okay. And for some reason.
Oh, I want her.
Yeah. For some reason, every Thanksgiving, it used to be Christmas, now she does it early, she sends us a fruitcake. I don't know. I like
yes.
Fruitcake. Please.
You like fruitcake?
No.
No,
the only one who claims he does.
Okay.
But love it.
I don't know anybody that likes them. It's not pumpkin pie. It's not a hot toddy.
No.
It's not an eggnog. Okay. It's this horrible. So I was going to regift it, but let me tell you why. Because it's, I don't know why people give these. I mean, they just, it's maybe that's why they call it a fruitcake. People who are crazy, they call them fruitcakes because they're nutty for giving the. Anyway, it's like the head cheese of the dessert world. There's things in there.
How dare you? I will not stand by and let you destroy the magic of fruitcake.
Let's take a break. Hold that thought.
Because I'm not kidding. Bean loves and
I do. I look forward to buying fruitcake every year. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
You'll have your chance to make your case with Bobby Slayton next.
Not a lot of people left around.
There it is. There's the hit. There's
You're
the
listening
song.
To Kevin and Bean show, Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of Comedy, on stage in Hermosa Beach at the Comedy Magic Club tonight.
Yeah.
He had the nerve to disparage fruitcake a minute ago.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherries, red dye number two. Green cherries, green ones too. It's fruitcake.
Gotta get Fred Schneider to open for you, Bobby. That's what you need on stage.
You know, Bean, you know, we were just talking before we went back in there. If you really do like fruitcake, and I said to these guys, you know, you've known Bean longer than I have known him. And if he says he likes fruitcake, I just don't understand. I mean, look, with all the things we have to eat in this country, I realize if we were in, you know, some poor African country, we're in a Turkish prison, and we've been locked up in solitary for a month, and a fruitcake would be like a turkey. But we have so many options. You know, I just don't see why
an actual turkey is an option.
Yeah, it really is an option. Well, let's. Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, it's like Slim Jims and Chef Boyardee meatballs. I mean, there's better options, you know, if you have to have this stuff.
No. He's not saying if he has to.
Right.
He's
I look forward to it. I look forward to it every year, just like I look forward to the pumpkin spice lattes at Starbucks at Halloween. It is a holiday tradition that is excellent food. And look, I can't believe how many times I've had to say this on the air this week.
Right.
If you buy a crappy fruitcake, it's not going to taste good.
Like,
if you
go to a place
that there is any other kind.
There are places that use tremendously fresh and quality ingredients that make delicious and moist fruitcake, and that's what you need to be trying right now.
Well, you know what? My aunt sends me different ones every year, and we opened one year. And you know, by the way, let's do a little experiment. Hopefully you'll have me back in June when I play the Irvine Improv.
I think we're pretty booked up in June.
I'm going to keep this fruitcake. I'm going to bring it, and when you open it up, it's still moist. I open the fruitcake a year later, which leads me to believe there's something in there. I know that you have to put all the ingredients. But I believe that the people, it comes from an old Egyptian recipe. To be the people that preserve the mummies, because I think when King Tut, when they unburied King Tut, they found all the pottery. They found a fruitcake, and it hadn't changed in all those years.
That's true.
So
it
we have kept all our fruitcakes, and we use them for doorstops and paperweights and bookends.
Bean said, in all honesty, during the commercials, Bean said, "I'm going to get a good one for you, Kevin.
I'm buying you a fruitcake. I'm having it sent to you."
And I said, "Make sure and do it early enough so I can re-gift it to Ralph because I don't want it." He's like, "No, try it. Seriously, try it.
At least try it and see if I'm crazy. See if it's not." Delicious.
I know you're crazy.
No, I'm telling you. All right, let's
move on. Well, you know, Bean seems like an easy guy to shop for. I'm an easy guy to shop for, you know. I don't know. Most women, I see, like, with the holidays coming up, I don't know what to get my wife. And, you know, oh, by the way, Black Friday. Have you ever been out shopping on Black Friday?
I try not to.
We'll go to Target or Walmart at 8 a.m. and you'll see what they call it Black Friday. Giant black women. It's a stampede. It's like running to the bulls. You think people get killed at rock concerts when the scaffolding falls down? You don't hear about it because Walmart and Kmart and Target try to stifle those things. But hordes of black women, and they run through, and people are left trampled to death over a pair of jeans.
I would like to change that to all women.
All sorts of people show up at Black Friday.
But Black Friday just sounds funny.
No,
it started. It was named after that one particular incident in Alabama years ago. And since then, it's caught on with white people. They're all fat, though. All right, they're all fat. It doesn't matter what color they are.
They're all fat.
But, you know, it's like, you know, here's the funny thing, too. See, Christmas coming up. So
I love the fact that right now, if you check this out, go to Starbucks, and right now they have it's the pumpkin season between Halloween and Thanksgiving. Everything's got a pumpkin in it, you know, and they have a special blend. It's in a red bag. Goes with the holiday. Goes with the holiday turkey. But when Christmas comes along, then they have a green bag that goes with the holiday turkey. It's a different blend, and now instead of all the pumpkin crap chai tea, they now have peppermint and icicles and candy canes. They just make up all these drinks, And I think I said this the last time I was on your show, and that's why. There's always a line at Starbucks. You have a life for coffee and have a life for homo drinks. And if you want a homo drink, and you don't need to be gay, but get along with the homos and the vampires, because vampires are getting gayer and gayer and gayer.
Because of Twilight?
Oh, you know what? Yes, okay. They're pretty boys.
Well, True Blood, too.
True Blood. And they hide their homosexuality the same way Merv and Ava Gabor, the same way The Rock Hudson did it, is they make them go out with women. But look at these guys. They don't have yellow teeth. They use Crest whitening strips. They use hair care products. They shop at Hot Topic. They're gay.
They dress well.
I thought you had lost the audience with the timely Rock Hudson reference, but you came back around and saved the bit. Well done, Bobby.
Thank you. That's what I do. I like Steve-O. If one of his bits aren't going, he sticks a cherry bomb down his pants. I can't do that.
You should try it once. How do you know? It might be your new thing.
Bobby, I know you're on the road a lot. You probably have a lot of free time when you're not on stage. Oh, yeah. You should do yourself a favor and go see one of these Twilight movies. Not that I've seen them, but from what I understand, you will never stop laughing about how bad they are. And I think it would give you a tremendous amount of material, especially if you went to see this new one, Breaking Dawn.
But you know what? This is what kills me. It's like watching Snooki and Jersey Shore. It's like watching, I know Tierras and Toddlers. I know you like that. Okay. I try to watch that. My daughter watches it. After 10 minutes, I see why Elvis Presley used to shoot the television. For those kids, if Elvis was alive now, he'd be at Best Buy every goddamn day. I mean, I want to shoot the television. It's hard for me to do that. I was in New York last year at a Columbus Circle. New York City, it's like L.A., Boston, Seattle. We're not talking about Alabama. There's a line outside a Barnes & Noble or a Borders, a line down the block, like tickets for some rock concerts going on sale. And I asked somebody, what's going on? Snooki, as you know, wrote a book. And you would think that'd have to be a law.
Two books, by the way, just for the record.
Well, did she write
her
book?
Second book?
There's more to tell. Yeah, can't get that all in one book. It's like Sarah Palin's daughter. Sarah Palin's daughter. My life so far. You're 21. What is your life so far? You're fat. You're dancing. You had a baby. Your mother's a bitch. What is your life? By the way, if you didn't read it, there's more. Yeah, I don't want to give it away. That's just the opening chapter.
It's
a terrific read.
We made the mistake, Bobby, of having Snooki on as a guest.
I would just think you'd have to be able to. Maybe there'd be a law or a rule that maybe have you read a book before you write a book? No, nobody cares. There's no kind of... But there's a line around the block for the Snooki book. And I take a friend of mine to the World Trade Center site. And it reminded me, and I hate to say this, but they're saying the terrorists are going to hit us again. These horrible people. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Mm-hmm. Okay? And they're going to do something. An Empire State Building, an amusement park. But if you're going to hit again, I hope it's at the Snooki line. That or a rodeo, if it has to happen. You know what I'm saying?
You want it to happen, but if it did...
And Larry the Cable Guy's a special guest star. But I don't want it to happen. I don't want any innocent Americans to die. I want them to come see me. Do not occupy Wall Street. Occupy the seats at the Comedy Magic Club.
There you go. There's the slogan on the poster right there. The Comedy and Magic Club is in Hermosa Beach. Of course, Bobby Slayton on stage tonight. What better way to get into the long holiday weekend than spending a couple hours with your friend Bobby Slayton? You can follow him on Twitter at Pitbull of Comedy, and the website is BobbySlayton.com. 8 o'clock tonight, Hermosa Beach. Bobby, happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Hey. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 8:53.
Adam Carolla coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll meet yet another contender for the crown who will be Miss Double December 2012. You can go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com and cast your vote right away, or stick around for a few minutes and meet the lovely Angela, as she'll be joining us in studio next half hour. By the way, I should mention again.
Oh, yeah.
She's
in the room with you?
Yep.
Hey, well, how's that work out? We spent a little time together. We shared some thoughts, some inner feelings.
Huh. I should mention that yesterday we had two contestants come on down. Andy was here and Kyla was here. Both very impressive young ladies.
Not Andy.
And what? Not Andy?
Not Andy, no. Andy was here, but Andy was not impressive.
Okay. I thought she was. I liked her very much.
No, because of her affection for Beer Mug.
She had a flaw. She had a deep flaw, right? But anyway.
I draw my line right through her name on the list, sadly.
I bring it up because we shot video of each contestant while they were in, and that's going to be the deal. As they show up for their interview on air, we are going to shoot video of their talent portion of the competition, and then that goes into their bio pic at krock.com. So you can see actual video, and we had one of them doing jumping jacks yesterday, so it's worth checking out the actual video at krock.com. That's my point.
All right, Ralph is here, type of the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. What's going on?
Real quickly, to address all the emails I'm getting that say, Kevin and Bean will do the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, but they won't do the Butterball Turkey Hotline? How do you reconcile that? I have no answer for you, my friends.
I have no answer.
The fact that Kevin and Bean killed the Butterball Turkey Hotline call this year is beyond my control. I just serve at the pleasure of the presidents, and so there you go. I wish I could help.
I've loved it since the beginning.
You really didn't, though. That's the thing. You've been against it since the beginning. You just don't want the angry email.
Most people won't know that.
I know, but now they do.
It's Kevin at KRock.com. I'm the one who hates it.
Bean. If you'd like to register your complaints. Carey Mulligan is adorable and talented.
Yes, she is.
And just everything that's good in the world.
She's the chick from Drive most recently with Ryan Gosling, correct?
Right. Aww. She was in the Wall Street sequel with Shia LaBeouf. She's just everything. She's just got it all. What else? What was her big break?
Was it
before
an
that?
Education? Is that what
yes.
it was?
Yes. She got nominated for an Oscar for an Education.
Boy,
great movie.
Great in that with Peter Sarsgaard. She's going to be in The Great Gatsby, too. She'll be playing Daisy Buchanan.
Daisy, yeah. Great choice.
So, good stuff. She says,
I don't know who any of those people are.
She says when it comes to accepting roles, she has one rule of thumb. She only takes a role if she can't bear the thought of anyone else doing it, if it would make her jealous to watch another actress perform that role.
Interesting.
That's a clever way to pick movies. This way you don't take anything that you don't want to just for a paycheck, something you really want to do. She said if someone else was in Drive or Gatsby, she would have been devastated and miserable with jealousy. So that's how she knows she made the right decisions. Hmm. So she is wonderful and also petty. Which is nice. Good to know. Courtney Love made quite the appearance the other night at the red carpet world premiere of the new children's movie, Hugo. Let me say that again. The new children's movie, Hugo, directed by Martin Scorsese. It's for kids. Has a lot of kids in it. Kids, kids, kids. Let me mention again, kids.
A lot of kids in there.
She was on the red carpet wearing a slutty red dress when her can started to slip out. And she just ambled down the red carpet and let the photographers take shots of her as she had her nipplage on display.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Stop doing what you're doing, Courtney.
Hey, when you get a second, stop looking at my boobs. Yeah,
doesn't she have people? Doesn't someone
what
say,
you would think?
Courtney, hey, lift up. Hey, you know, you feel that draft on your boob? It's because your dress is hanging off and there are kids around.
And also, maybe, Courtney, at your age and with your body, perhaps a bra is another thought.
It's always an option. Just like to keep the choices available for you. There's a new CW song. What? There's a new CW show that's been picked up. A new drama called Gold Digger. Apparently, it's an action-adventure show about a young female treasure hunter. Apparently, she hangs out in high-end hotels in Beverly Hills at the bar and just marries dudes for the night. No, I'm kidding. I would like to watch. I'd like to watch a female Da Vinci Code meets National Treasure show.
If it has that much action, yes.
Will it? Supposedly.
Okay.
She'll be like a Lara Croft, Indiana Jones kind of thing, where she'll be a treasure hunter.
How about that Covert Affairs? I love that.
Oh, that's a great show.
It's a great show.
Piper Perabo. Yeah, she's adorable. Great. We haven't had a real strong female lead action star like that on television since Alias, probably, right?
Yeah.
Can't think of many.
There's Homeland, but she's not really.
That's not really an action thing. Yeah. And there's Prime Suspect, right. But that's not really an action thing either. Like a fun adventure kind of spy thriller thing. We haven't seen in a while, so I'd be looking forward to that. Ewan McGregor is going to television. He's going to be in the new HBO TV series called The Corrections. Stars Chris Cooper and Diane Wiest as a couple who is trying to salvage their relationship with their three adult children. Ewan McGregor will play one of the kids. No word on the other two yet, but a big step for McGregor going from movies to television. It looks like some of the best work is available for actors now in television. See why a lot of them make the leap.
Yep. Didn't used to be that way.
Did not. Today's celebrity birthday is Chris Hardwick's 40 years old today. Kelly Brook from Smallville celebrates her 32nd birthday. Snooki! It's Snooki's birthday.
Oh, no.
Snooki celebrates her 24th birthday. By the way, Snooki's going to tell everybody that the situation is broke. And Us Weekly confirmed it this week. They've got a story as well. I don't know if they confirmed it, but they're also reporting it, that he has burned through $10 million.
I believe it.
My God.
Already, it's gone.
Is that not difficult to do, burn through $10 million?
I think I would have a hard time.
I would have a hard time, too.
I don't know, though. If you start going out to clubs a lot and you have a lot of hangers on, it seems like you'd buy... I don't know.
But $10 million, yeah, even if you're spending $10,000 every time you go out, it still takes an awfully long time to burn out $10 million worth of cash.
When if you're somebody and you're going to clubs, you usually don't have to pay for that.
Yeah,
much
that's
stuff.
True. I don't know.
You used to get paid to go to clubs. But they said mostly it's on cars and jewelry, custom jewelry, and bodyguards.
Bodyguards?
That's what he spent the majority of his money on. I guess cars would do it if you racked up a bunch of cars.
But a lot. Again, a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cars.
Anyway, I'm just happy to hear he's not happy. And Miley Cyrus celebrates her 19th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Don't even play the theme. We have a winner. Let's just give her the crown.
No, we have to give her the sash. Motions. We need to go through the ceremony.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoops. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Timing.
If you're just going to play audio over the whole thing, I won't play it. I can't even hear it.
All right. You can go to KevinAndBean.com or KROQ.com and check out all 10 finalists, all of whom want to be Miss Double December 2012. Angela in studio with us right now. Go and vote for her. Angela, welcome to the show. How are you, my dear?
I'm great. Thank you.
You entered. You want to be Miss Double December? How come?
Well, let's see. I would like to make out with a few rock stars.
Sure.
Actually, you know what? I really want to make out with Christine when she gives me that crown.
Oh, see?
Okay. Yeah, that will happen.
Hot,
yeah.
Babe, those
I'd like to see that happen as
big,
well.
Big, delicious boobies.
Yeah, she's attractive, mm-hmm. as you are too, Angela, by the way.
Oh, I think.
Are you a model, actress? What is your chosen profession? What are your aspirations?
Right now, I am a bartender, a drink slinger, a boy beater, a heartbreaker. And my aspirations are to become maybe the next actress.
The next actress.
The next.
Sounds like you've given it a lot
just
of thought.
Another like, actress in L.A.
It sounded like you were coming with more than that.
Okay, maybe like.
Maybe more than the next.
I'm just going to start my own phone sex operating system.
You have just won some clients over this room.
Okay. Yeah,
got Ralph, what?
Wait,
how
are
much?
We paying for this?
$3.99 a minute.
Clarifying. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it.
Ralph, you spend as much time in bars as any human who's still alive. What kind of tips must Angela be pulling down as a bartender?
You said tips?
Yes, tips.
I see. She must make a good living, I'm thinking. You bartend down in Venice, right? We talked about this earlier.
I bartend in Venice at the townhouse.
Yeah.
And that's how I paid for my boobies. Thank you, Venice locals.
How long have you had the girls?
It'll be 2 years this Christmas.
Oh, you're going to have a party?
I am.
Oh, that's great.
Going to have a party waiting for anything.
A candle on each?
A party. Excuse me?
A candle on each?
Is that a candle on each, yeah. Maybe some.
I love it.
Whipped cream, cherries. Slip inside.
Can I vote now?
You
can't vote. This is only the third contestant.
Easy with that language.
Sorry. What,
this is only the third contestant we've met, Kevin. You can't vote yet. No.
Was there anything in Angela's online entry, Ralph, that caught your attention that we wanted to discuss during this break?
Yeah, we had all the girls fill out their questionnaire, and Angela wrote regarding what her autobiography would be. She said she would like to have a comic book series based on her trials and tribulations alongside her black underbite chihuahua. Called The Adventures of Black-Haired Bombshell and Bat Dog.
Bat Dog, that's my baby. He's like a year and a half old. I got him a year ago. A friend gave him to me because I went through a horrible, horrible breakup. But he's the love of my life now. So, and he does have an underbite and big ears. He's just so handsome.
By handsome, you mean ugly handsome.
He sounds fabulous.
Ugly.
He's so fabulous.
Lisa's got a little chihuahua.
I love
giant ears.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's hideous.
They're the best.
But his ears are as big as he
is. Is that what you like in a guy, too? Underbite and big ears?
Underbite. And I am single, BT Dubs. I'm very single. I hear you guys have singles parties.
We do all the time. You'd have to attend if you became Miss Double December.
Yeah. Oh, I will totally attend. I'll be there every single event.
Who would break up with you, though, Angela? I can't
understand. Yeah, what's that story?
He was a bipolar alcoholic, so...
So what was wrong
so it was your fault?
It wasn't my fault.
Oh.
What was
take it easy. He was just kidding. Wow. She's about to throw down.
Now I know why he broke up with her. All right, speaking of your love for your dog, Don Juan, and we're all pet lovers here. Everyone on the show has a dog, I think.
Yeah.
You have an unusual talent that I don't fully understand how this even came to mind when we were asking what talent you'd like to perform as part of your entry to be Miss Double December 2012. What is it you do, Angela?
I can howl like a dog. It's really funny.
She can
I've
howl
been practicing
like a dog.
Since I was 12 years old. I used to have a chihuahua who is now deceased, but she taught me how to howl like her. We used to howl together.
Can I just guess that she still talks to you?
She does.
That's
in
what
the
I
sleep.
Thought.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me just run through this real quickly. You look at the application. They say, we need you to perform a talent for the talent show. And that's what springs to your mind is you're going to howl like a dog.
Well, I wanted to do something that I'm really, really good at. I mean, I could dance, kind of, and I could sing really bad, mm-hmm. but I can really just howl like a dog. And I just don't think that any of the other girls will beat me.
At howling like a dog.
Yeah.
Do you do it on all fours, or?
I can do it on all fours.
Just saying like a dog would.
Downward dog.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Doggy style.
Reverse
now
cowgirl.
You got my attention.
Reverse cowgirl. Okay.
All right, well, I think...
Well, let's put you on all fours. What do you say?
Lightning is here shooting video.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah, yes, let's do it here, right here, right now.
Okay.
So we'll be shooting this and putting it up online.
Leave those on.
You can
sure.
leave those on, yeah.
Because it'll stretch down to the floor. We'll get the chair out of the way for you.
It's quite an excellent,
this is
by the way.
The most unusual of all of the talents I think we've ever had in the history of the Miss Double D pageant is somebody who howls like a dog. She is Angela, bartender from hometown of West Hollywood, now apparently in Venice. Here's her talent, howling like a dog on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right.
That's fine.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Angela. Ladies and gentlemen, Puppy Lake. Puppy Lake, yes. Everybody.
This is the first time I've ever been scared by Miss Double D kiss. You should have seen the look on her face.
Scared? I was turned
you
on.
You can go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com. Click on Angela's photo if you'd like to vote for her to be Miss Double December. And, of course, the crown will be handed out on December 2nd. It's going to be on a Friday, December 2nd, down at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Angela, we will see you there.
I've always
wanted to say to a
girl, I'm going to put you on all fours and make you howl.
Yeah.
And in this case, it actually came true.
You just did that.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Angela. Thank
Yay.
You.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Congratulations to Adan Terrazas, like that's a name, from La Habra. Just won tickets of his choice of nights for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concerts coming up on December 10th and 11th at the Gibson Amphitheater. We've got them for you all weekend long here on the world-famous K-Rock. Let me tell you about our man Adam Carolla. Let me tell you about a guy who's hitting the road and playing sold-out shows all over the country in December, including Philadelphia and Detroit, Chicago, Denver, Fresno, Sacramento, San Francisco, and you can see him on stage at the Anaheim Grove on December 15th. It's Adam Carolla. Hates the holidays. He joins us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, like you do. Hey, Adam, how are you, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Very good, thank you.
Well, we're doing great. I promised the listener I would do follow-up on this. We had a conversation on the air a couple of days ago with people who are terrified of 666. They're afraid of the Antichrist. They hate that number. If they check out at Taco Bell and something is $6.66, they'll add something else on because they don't want that number represented in their life.
That's right. 2 dozen soft tacos, $6.66.
And somebody wrote me, and please tell me if this is true or not, or if they just are, you know, talking out their ass, that you changed the date that the twins were going to be born so that they would not be born on 6606. Is that true?
Yes. My twins were slated to come out via C-section and 6606. And somebody pointed that out to us and said, maybe I ought to wait a day. And we did.
Just now, not because you're religious, because you're not, right?
No, I'm not religious, but there's sort of the difference between the stuff you care about and the stuff you know they're going to be made fun of.
Correct.
For their entire life, or have people point out to them.
I got you. So you didn't want them to have to deal with it.
Yeah, and at some point, like after the third rehab attempt, when my daughter's sitting in prison and she finds Jesus Christ, then it's really going to be a hindrance.
That's true.
You are a smart man to be able to look that far into the future before your children are even born, Adam. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, time now for This Week in Rage.
Where's my music?
It's coming. I don't know. Here we go again.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at 3 and working my way down to number 1. Surprise, surprise, some travel complaints. Flew in from New York City yesterday. Flew first class, thank you very much. And the movie they were showing was called Monte Carlo. And I said, what is that movie, Monte Carlo? Is this a James Bond movie? Is it one of those Formula One movies? What is this Monte Carlo? It is a chick flick. It's Selena Gomez, Leighton Meester, lover and gossip girl, and the Biebs girlfriend. And it's three chicks who go to Monte Carlo, and there's confusion, and we all get swept away, except for the other 11 white dudes, average age 53. We're just standing there staring at this thing, thinking, what the hell is going on? Like, yeah. Am I a Taylor Swift fan, or am I just an old white dude who bought a ticket in first class? Why would you show a tweener chick film that, by the way, is at 37 on Rotten Tomatoes to a bunch of dudes in first class who are flying from New York to L.A.? Is there any thought process?
Oh, I think only to torture you.
Is that what it is?
I would find it funny.
It's insane. It'd be like if I took like a Catholic girls high school volleyball team and said, today's movie, The Bad Lieutenant. What? Who cares? It's a good movie. It is a movie that no one wanted to see when they were on Terra Firma, and certainly nobody in first class flying, especially from New York to L.A., like I said, average age, 50-something, wanted to watch. And there were 11 dudes in first class, and not a human being was watching this thing. Is there any thought process behind this? Is there not one human being who raises their hand at American Airlines and goes, perhaps the super rich old white guys don't want to see Leighton Meester and Selena Gomez and their romantic romp? And they're probably none of them are in the mood to be swept away.
I'm guessing that movie didn't cost them a lot to show.
All right, but just show a few. Just show 18 episodes, episodes of King of Queens or something, and at least you're not going to get a complaint letter. The other thing I was thinking about, wheels. Wheels have been around for 5,000 years, but yet I spent my entire childhood dragging garbage cans out into the street. You know, the metal ones where the sparks were coming off the bottom and that horrible... It's just dragging, leaving that scar down your driveway. Somewhere about 10 minutes ago, somebody said, hey, why don't you take that thing that's been around for 5,000 years and attach it to the thing that's been around for 400 years, and then kids wouldn't be getting hernias dragging the things to the thing. Why did it take so long for us to take the wheel and put it on luggage and put it on garbage cans? And I experienced as a child the ultimate slap in the face. It was really the ultimate white trash move, and I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but when your metal corrugated trash can would get so bad that the bottom was rotting and falling out, at a certain point, the garbage man would enact the slaughter rule and throw away the entire can. That's how you know you're a loser as a family. When the garbage man says, you know what, I'm gonna put an end to this madness.
I'm going to step in here.
He takes your can out behind the woodshed like old Yeller and just puts a bullet in it. I mean, you've got to take a long look in the mirror when the guy who's getting $14 an hour and is a ex-felon decides, you know what, enough is enough. This is pathetic. We had that happen on two occasions. They threw the entire can away. And last but not least, of course, it's Thanksgiving, and that means it's time for my cranberry recipe.
Oh, now, yes. This is cranberry out of a can, which is the only kind you accept, if I remember correctly, right, Ace?
Look, first off, here's my new policy. If you use a can opener on Thanksgiving, you get your can opened by Ron Jeremy.
Wow, yes. That's a little harsh for Thanksgiving, don't you think?
That dry and rolled in sand, that's what you get. Message sent. Oh, use a can opener, get your can opened. That's my plan.
I've never heard anyone that cares this much about this topic.
It is so easy to make cranberry relish. It is so easy to make it fresh. There's no excuse.
Adam, is how much of a difference is there between canned cranberry sauce and fresh cranberry sauce in terms of taste? Could the average person who's not a chef tell the difference?
Well, first off, it's knowing. It's hearing that can opener, seeing the corrugated, serrated, whatever edges is the gelatinized stuff, you know. Right. It's just the notion of mama didn't love you enough to make you fresh cranberry sauce. And also, I know we have some white trash out there who listens, who go, I like the canned stuff better. You should be locked in the same prison as the guys who like the Mrs. Butterworth better than the pure maple syrup and the asswipes that like the Sunny D better than the fresh pressed orange juice. You guys are retards, you understand? You shouldn't be listened to, and you should be sterilized and locked away. And not in that order.
Wow.
All right, here it is. Super simple. This is why everyone has to do it. Everyone thinks it's tough. There's nothing to it.
Okay.
And by the way, think of the commercials where those two super white guys stand in waiters in a pool of cranberries begging you to drink their cran apple or whatever it is. Think about those two when I give you this recipe.
All right.
One cup of water in a pan, in a saucepan.
That seems pretty easy so far.
Half a cup of sugar or more, you can do it, you can season it to your flavoring, but start with half a cup of sugar. You put the half cup of sugar and the cup of water into a saucepan, and you just bring it to a boil. And then you just rip off the top of a sack of cranberries, and you dump the whole sack in there, and you put a lid on it. And you bring it down to simmer, and 10 minutes later, you have cranberries.
Seems pretty complex.
That's it. That's all there is. Almost as much as opening the can, really, in terms of once you dig that stuff out of there. It's easy. It doesn't have that metallic taste. And nothing should come out of a can on Thanksgiving.
All right, Adam, let me ask you one question as a follow-up. You have been on this crusade since I met you.
Mm-hmm.
Probably long before.
Sure.
How do you feel like it's going?
I get letters.
No, you don't.
Kids, hold on. Because I hear it.
For kids.
I get letters from children. Give me a minute. From children.
What do you mean to
all across the country.
Touch a nerve.
Every day, thousands of letters from kids international, from kids who say to me, you know what? I didn't know about this recipe, and my mom was using a can opener. And you know what? I don't have a mom, because she died in a horrible fire. And I don't have parents. But this, every day, I get thousands of letters from children around the universe who thank me.
From other planets?
Other planets thanking me for my cranberry recipe,
wow,
okay?
I didn't realize. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but it's just when the kids... Okay. Everyone should enjoy themselves.
Adam Carolla hates the holidays on stage Thursday night, December 15th at the Anaheim Grove. Check out the Fine Family of Podcasts at adamcarolla.com, which is a new revamped website and slicker than ever. And, of course, the Adam Carolla official app available for iPhone and Android. Have a happy Thanksgiving with fresh cranberry. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Nope.
What? This seems like the... Nope. I think we got our... Of all the... There's a holiday, I think.
Halftime.
Thanksgiving, ooh, Thanksgiving. Turkey things are gonna happen.
Wow.
Gobble, gobble. Thanksgiving cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks.
Stop it.
Behind the tree.
Stop it.
I wish the pilgrims could sing.
Come on.
But I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Thanksgiving cooks.
Stop
outside
it.
Outside my window plane.
A little Omar magic from years past with the Thanksgiving cooks here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday. Ralph has joined us. Time for another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
No, Thanksgiving cooks. Sure, airtime. Butterball Turkey Hotline?
No. Let's not do that.
What are you talking about? We did that last hour. It was so successful.
We didn't do it.
We didn't do it because you wouldn't do it this year.
What are you talking about?
You always say no every year. This year, Bean said no, and so I stand alone. The cheese stands alone, and there I am with no Butterball Turkey.
I'll say the cheese stands alone on this bit.
No Butterball Turkey Hotline for me.
Bad idea.
Or for the listeners.
Bad idea.
If you missed it this year, if you feel neglected, if you feel ignored, if you feel like you were ill-used.
Who changed their vote?
Kevin.
Who changed their vote?
At krock.com. Bean at krock.com. Please.
In my defense, let him have it with both barrels.
Who was the changer?
That was Bean.
Thank you.
In my defense, Bean. I changed my vote because I heard the bit. So I had good reason to change my vote. It wasn't good.
Oh, suddenly we're going to start drawing a line when it comes to quality on this show? Really? Now we're going to start judging whether segments are funny or not? Really? At this stage in the game?
I will tell you that.
All right, I'm voting no on everything else we do.
Out of the hundreds of emails that I got this morning, thanks to Ralph Garman calling out the Gurmy, I will tell you that there's a great deal of hate for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. And the fact that that exists and the Buttermole Turkey Hotline doesn't is really upsetting a lot of people right now.
Bean, do you find that the emails from the Garmy are roughly the same as emails from Raider fans?
No, I give them a little bit more credit than that. But I will tell you, they do agree with Ralph on this particular topic that the Buttermole Turkey Hotline is worthwhile.
Yeah, well, that's a shame because we're going without this year, kids.
I mean, they're wrong, but I'm saying at least I hear their side.
No Santa Claus.
Bean at KRock.com.
How good is eggnog, by the way?
It's like talking to Dojo all of a sudden.
Hold on, I gotta get the.
I mean, think about it all day. I had some eggnog this morning before I came to work, and it's addictive. There's something in it that needs to be investigated. We need a super committee to look into eggnog.
Thanks for that info, Ralph.
Every year it gets me. I'm like, it's like kryptonite. I am helpless against it.
It's good.
There's been several quarts consumed already this week.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. I'm hopeless. Because you can put booze in it, too.
They put booze in yours. That's why, yeah.
I can have everything I like in one glass.
Yeah.
Creamy, sugary, boozy holiday goodness.
I see what you're doing with Isn't Eggnog Good, but I don't think 60 Minutes is planning on replacing Andy Rooney. I think they're just going to let that segment go.
I'm just saying. Eggnog. Who's with me?
You know something I don't like? Chocolate chip cookies.
Well, that's wrong. Eggnog is delicious. Let's go get some. All of us. Let's go for a little post-show treat. We'll all go out and get some eggnog together.
Excellent.
What do you think?
I mean, I like it.
All right. Let's talk about showbiz news. Porn star Kim Kardashian. Got a lot of problems. But Chris Humphries ain't one.
See?
Because she dumped him. But she also looks like is losing friends over this divorce. Chris Humphries has been in contact with several of her best friends, and apparently, according to Radar Online and other sources, they're siding with him. That including hurts. Her best friend, Brittany Gastineau.
Shouldn't you be able to count on your best friend even if you're dead wrong?
This chick caught the bouquet at her wedding, at her $17 million wedding.
Now, does this mean that catching the bouquet is now null and void?
I suppose so. Maybe that's why she's cheesed off. Word is that Kim will no longer return her phone calls or text messages because Kim has found out that Brittany has been talking and texting and chatting with Chris Humphries, giving him advice on how to move forward after this devastation that is the Kim Kardashian.
Look, I don't think much of Chris Humphries. He seems stupid, but he's not the one that called off the wedding. I mean, he was committed to being married to Kim Kardashian and trying to make it work by all accounts.
And he's never going to get back that engagement ring that he gave her that was bought with her money. So he has a right to be upset,
I think. That's true.
The situation, while we're talking about money, he's broke. In Touch magazine is reporting that the sitch has bloomed through, $10 million. Of earnings for the past couple of years of his Jersey Shore fame.
That seems difficult to do.
Set for life.
You could have. You could take that $10 million, put it in a high yield.
Whoa. Are you guys talking about the Jersey Shore star?
But there has to be someone around him and say, just put it in a money market account or a mutual fund or something and just live off the interest.
He would point to his abs and walk up the door. There's nobody who would listen to
him. He would not register.
Come on,
if he used those words on him. They claim he burned through the majority of it with cars, jewelry, designer jewelry, and bodyguards.
Oh, well, that's money well spent.
Bodyguards?
Who's after the sitch? Who has, he's got death threats?
I don't know.
Bean doesn't have bodyguards. If Bean doesn't need them, nobody does. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I can defend myself.
Well, that's true. You have that Krav Maga training.
I don't know what that is, but I hope I have it.
You don't know what Krav Maga is?
I don't.
It's the Israeli, martial arts.
Oh, okay.
They teach that to the Mossad.
Sounds like Knesset.
Something you put on your Jewish
plate next to the cranberry sauce.
No. Mossad, really?
Krav Maga.
Or they go out and kick ass.
Yeah, kick ass. The Krav Maga.
Sitch is suffering now because no one else is hiring him for those appearances anymore. He used to get big bucks just to show up at casinos and resorts and clubs and stuff like that, but those deals are drying up, so what's he going to do? How's he going
to
make his money?
He couldn't go to a mall without being mobbed, remember?
That's right. It was mall closing time.
Shut down the mall. Mall closing time. That's right.
Don't miss that.
Now what are you going to do, Sitch? Well, have some turkey and think it over. Hope they all get together for a Thanksgiving meal, the Jersey Shore family. I hope they all spend.
I'm sure they will.
It was like Sunday dinners.
They'll love each other.
Chicken cutlet night. Hope he gets excluded from turkey giblet night.
going to make me play that, aren't you?
I was going to. I don't know if
you
I can
You were excluded from the surf and turf night. You were excluded from ravioli night. You were excluded from chicken cutlet night.
There you go. Today's celebrity birthdays, Chris Hardwick, our buddy from The Nerdist and G4 and BBC and The Talking Dead. He's got more jobs than anybody I know.
He does.
God, love him. 40 years old today. Happy birthday, Chris. Kelly Brook from Smallville. She's 32 years old today. Kelly also was in the Piranha 3D, right?
She sure was. Yes, she was.
She was the underwater near ballet so. Dancer.
Oh, yes.
That was spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
32 years old. Snooki, while we're talking about the JS, she is 24 years old.
Oh, yeah.
That's Jersey Shore, for those of you in the know.
Thank you.
The JS. And Miley Cyrus. She used to be Hannah Montana. Now she's simply Miley. 19 years old. Bigger than ever.
Yep.
I'm talking about her teeth.
Yep.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Instead of telling you about Monday's show, I would like to play a little audio from a movie, the best movie never made, is being called on the website today.
Yes, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving.
This holiday season, prepare to have the stuffing scared out of you. Thanksgiving, white meat, dark meat, all will be carved. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving from director Eli Roth. Thanksgiving. You'll come home for the holidays in a body bag.
Oh, greatest trailer ever. When are you going to make that movie?
That's why I put the post up. If you want to see the trailer at krock.com, I put the post up because I thought Hobo with a Shotgun, one of the fake trailers they made for Grindhouse, that got made into a movie, pretty successful. Machete, obviously, it was a very successful movie. That's been made. Where the hell is Thanksgiving? We heard that it was on the fast track. It was going to happen.
No.
This holiday season, prepare to have the stuffing scared out of you.